These are always kind of my favorite part.
What do you mean?
What's that?
The beginning is so weird, and then the music comes in. It's weird.
Well, it's always a question. What are we going to say?
The music came in. Some podcasts are so the music came in.
I know,
you're
right. I get it. Okay. All right. Hey, Chris, for sure get off your phone, though. That's why you
Don't sing that along with the
terrible sweatshirt you have on.
No,
too.
It's a hoodie. Well, describe it.
And those pumpkin colored pants are terrible.
I actually like it now that I can see what
the sweater. Terrible. You like the sweater?
Green, yeah, I kind of do.
Sky blue and pumpkin goes terribly together.
No.
It's Saturday.
Yeah,
we're recording this
Saturday.
Saturday.
We're recording.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to 10 Minute Podcast. You doing your Christmas shopping? You know, you go on Amazon, you buy things, so you don't gotta go to the store with all those people. Then go to 10minutepodcast.com, hit the Amazon banner. We'll fucking hug you.
We'll hug your bodies. We get a kickback, and we can use the money.
Yeah, we'll keep this thing going for free for you guys. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris D'Elia.
And you know what I was thinking, actually, Chris? A little while back, we did an episode called You Can Google That.
Right.
Where it was just you and I. You were not a part of it.
And we interviewed each other.
Right. And it was fun. It was to just kind of interview each other.
I actually remember thinking when we did that, it's too bad Brian isn't here.
Yeah, because we could also.
We could have interviewed you.
Yeah, we could also.
Me?
Well, you know, look, here's the thing. Like, the 10-minute podcast is a specific thing. It's a fucking, it's a bit. It's our comedic brand together.
Fun. It's totally a brand, isn't it?
It's a brand. And
isn't
I hate
it?
To use the word brand.
Though? And I hate to say this, but isn't it though?
We should make. I was thinking we should get mugs made and things like that.
Oh, cool, man! Cool. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Like what?
I just. Think
oh, cool.
Oh yeah.
Oh, cool. So you know we did this. We interviewed each other and listen to that episode. It's called You Can Google That.
It's really informative. Actually, to learn about each other.
So you want to get to know me better?
To know the real you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's like
if you always fuck around and you're doing, you know, bits, funny and shit.
We're all over each other.
But like, I was watching Charlie Rose the other day, and he's amazing.
He's really good.
Really is. He was interviewing
he's
the guy.
Favorite. He's
he
my inter- favorite interviewer.
He was interviewing the guy.
Don't machine gun shushes that.
Yeah,
don't do it.
That makes me. That sends my head afire.
And shush.
My head.
I wish you could see his hand.
He
everybody.
Was doing
moving
his
hands.
The movie.
Hand.
What was that movie with the cars? And he interviewed the guy. Anyway, but here's the deal. He found the real hand. Charlie Rose was amazing. So
it was pretty. All right.
So why don't we?
Well, like
fire away at Brian.
Well, first of all, it's kind of one of these things where it's like. Chris, you and I we're not to take away from you, Brian, at all.
Right.
But Chris and I were pretty verbose and we're enigmatic personalities.
Absolutely.
So
100%. 100%.
Brian, you are too. But like for this episode, it would be like if Chris and I had like our own talk show.
Yeah, I guess so.
Fine.
Like we were talk show.
All right. I don't know.
What would we call it? Would we call it Will and Chris?
Will and Chris. Yeah. Spitting it with Will and Chris.
Spitting it with Will and Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So give me do like
chatting with Will and Chris.
Chatting with Will and Chris.
I like that.
That's aggressive.
Chatting.
Chatting.
Snarl that out.
Chatting.
Chatting.
All right.
All right. Hey, welcome. Welcome to chatting.
Welcome to chatting with Will and Chris.
And we've got a very special guest. Now, but how do we do that?
Brian Cam.
We're both talking at the same time.
Let me start.
One of us would do one thing.
Yeah, okay. So.
Do you want to call it Chris and Will? Or you?
No,
you
like
don't
being
care?
The second gun. Like, papa, I'm here too.
Do you have a question?
You know. So hey guys, welcome to chatting with Will and Chris.
Welcome to chatting with Will and Chris.
That's
the show
right.
Where
I already
we
said
chat.
That part. And here's the deal: we got a special guest.
We got a very special guest.
Hi everybody, how you doing?
I already said it.
We haven't introduced yet.
I already said it.
Okay.
Yep. And our special guest is...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Brian Callen.
Brian. Okay,
just said that.
But... All right.
Okay.
Look, Brian, hold on a second. First of all, Chris
you
and I have
work
to work
this
the
stuff
show
out.
Brian. That's right.
But Brian. You should do that beforehand
no,
if
this
you
is
have
the
a
forum.
Guest on.
Brian.
It's
you
weird
have
to have two
Brian.
Hosts and one guest. Right.
Brian.
What?
It's fucking your fault.
Yeah. So...
All right. Hey, welcome to chatting. Did you do that part?
Yep.
Welcome to chatting with Will and Chris, or
that's
Chris
right.
and Will,
okay.
depending whoever's
right,
going to come
right.
in.
Doesn't matter.
Second.
Hi,
pop,
everybody.
Pop, 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 pop,
how you
pop.
Doing?
Today we got a very special guy
Brian
who's
Callen.
A good buddy of ours.
Brian Callen. Now, Brian.
Hey,
we've
Brian.
Known,
welcome
you for
to the
a long
show.
Time. We've
you.
Known you. Hold on. We've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
But and we do these things a lot. But let's
and
talk
welcome
about,
to the show.
Let's talk.
You already
about,
said that.
I know. Hold on
I'm
one second,
welcome.
Brian. Brian. So let's talk about. Let's get to know the real you.
Welcome.
Let's get to know the real you. When? How did you get your start here in the business?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
How did I get my start in the business?
Yeah. What was the first thing?
First thing I did was Mad TV.
Oh, wow.
I started doing stage in New York.
Oh, cool.
And
how'd you like it?
Yeah, how'd you like... What was that like?
Yeah.
What was it like doing stage?
was a play.
Good question.
Yeah.
It was. I liked it. It was always a surprise.
What'd you like about it?
Yeah, what did you like about it?
Well, let me ask you more of a specific question. Let me ask you more of a specific question. Was it cool?
I guess. I mean, at times, I don't know if that's a good way to categorize an experience on stage. Is that what's funny?
How would you categorize it?
I would categorize it as the first time I ever was able to communicate with a large group of people and move them and
sounds
be surprised
cool.
by the fact that
sounds
I was able
pretty
to
cool.
move them.
I think the answer is yes, it was
could
cool.
Have said yeah, yeah. You yeah. Could have said yeah, it's cool. So right. Cool. So it's cool.
I Brian, guess, yeah. Get a little that's closer awesome. To the mic, though.
I'm pretty close I'm to the mic. With pretty close to the mic. So.
So now, yeah. Now let me ask you a question. Now,
yeah.
There when you did that,
yeah.
Stage,
what happened
when you did stage?
When you did stage, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Where do you?
It's a long time ago.
Right. No, yeah. I know. Well, when was it?
Yeah, when was that? What year was
like,
that?
I don't know.
You know, I think people out there would like to know what year that was.
Okay, I graduated from theater school in 1991.
Oh, how was that?
It was. It was 1991.
And so, how cool. Was it?
I don't know. It was a blur. I mean, I didn't know it was going to be.
Well, let me ask you something. Let me ask you a specific question about yeah. Like theater school and that whole experience yeah. Of theater school, because that's something that a lot of people are interested in. And
if you want to learn how to act, you might want
to
try it on.
But,
try doing
but let me ask you a specific question. Was yeah. That was that fun?
What?
Yeah, that's. I'd actually like
what
to
was,
know that.
What is the question?
Was theater school fun?
Theater
yeah,
school.
Yeah, pretty much. By and large, I don't know if you can apply fun to 2 years, but
that's
you know,
why it's a specific
they, it had
question.
Fun moments.
Right. Oh, so yeah.
So yeah.
You
so
guys
the answer
are,
is yes.
So.
It's a bad question.
So,
honestly,
so,
a bad question. It's a shitty show.
So no, I'm looking at you.
Show.
No, so I'm looking at you, and I'm thinking. You know, you've had a big body of work.
Yeah.
And you're very good. I've seen your stuff.
Okay.
You're a good actor.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that you're great at what you do. You've been in a lot of different movies.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, by the way.
Right. And what was your favorite movie?
Oh,
my
good
favorite
question,
movie?
Chris.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that Raging
question.
Bull was certainly very inspirational. Mm-hmm. I think.
Good question. What's your favorite movie?
I would have to say
Raging
Overall,
Bull?
Oh, did
the movie
he said
that
I haven't seen Overall. What's that one about?
What's that?
No,
is that like over the top?
No, I said
about
overall.
What's about farmers?
Overall.
Overall, I would
no,
say.
No, not overalls.
No, just one overall. Okay,
no, but
so.
It could be like a wordplay. Like it's about farmers
because
you think they wear overalls.
It's not a wordplay.
But he's.
It's so, not a wordplay,
he's
though.
He's conquering all. Like he's coming overall. Like,
that would
all
be actually
of
a good.
You guys want my
so
answer? Or are you guys
is that
just
an
keep
independent movie?
What?
Overall.
Overall?
No.
It's not. It's
so,
a studio movie.
No, Raging Bull was my favorite movie.
You did
overall.
Oh, cool.
Forget it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it. Raging Bull was your favorite movie over
I mean, I guess.
All. All was your second favorite movie.
Yeah.
Over All. You picked that over the
all
movie
is,
All.
No.
All is his second
not
favorite movie.
Not listening to what I'm saying.
What
do you have any
you
other
left,
questions?
Yeah. So you were on Mad TV from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And then now
what'd you
here's
like
an
about
interesting
Raging
thing.
Bull? What'd you like about Raging Bull? You thought it was
yeah, what'd you like about it?
I just identified
was,
with
would you say
the,
would you say it was like
identify with the character's angst with his demons and Jake LaMotta and what it was like to be a boxer. I just thought it was an amazing and masterful performance by
so
Robert De Niro,
then you
and
could,
I wanted to be a great actor like him.
So then you can say it's good.
What?
Good question.
You would say the movie's good.
I would say the movie's better than good.
So you would say the movie's great.
I would say the movie's great.
What's a good movie?
You'd use that word, though?
What's a good movie versus
you'd
a great movie?
You'd use the word great for that movie?
I would use, yes, I would use great for that movie.
So then it,
a good movie would be the first Spider-Man,
oh.
I guess.
Oh,
I mean,
cool.
Yeah,
I like
one
that.
One of the Batman. Skyfall is a good
now,
movie.
You've been in the movie, your business for a while. Yeah. Have you ever met Tobey Maguire?
I played basketball with Tobey Maguire.
Was it cool?
Was that cool?
Was it fun?
I mean, oh, yeah. That's all the time we have.
Bad. I really like the fact that we actually got to.
Do you have any personal questions? I mean, nobody knew anything.
Yeah,
like
I got a personal question.
What?
What's acting like? What's it like being an actor?
That's a good question.
That's
for you. For you. For
from
you.
Me?
For you.
That's the personal part.
I'm not answering that question.
Why not?
No, you don't see. If you don't want to open up,
bad
we're never going to get a good interview. You're not a good subject.
You
this
guys asked
those,
me.
This will be
had
one of those episodes of Spitting It or Chatting with Will and Chris.
Well, I
don't even
think this show's a good show.
Well, that's your opinion,
you.
And that's actually where
I don't think you're good. I don't think you're good. I'll give you one more try. Ask me a real question.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
How old are you?
What's your favorite food?
Oh my God!
What's your favorite actor food? As an actor, I mean,
what the fuck does that mean?
You, what's like, your as an favorite actor? Food?
What's your favorite
food?
Your
one,
favorite
one, two galoots, huh?
Spaghetti.
What do you like? Spaghetti.
I like spaghetti.
I'll tell you what I don't like. This what's fucking that? Show.
Pisketti.
Hey, you've been listening to Chattin' It.
Nah.
Chattin' with
bad
Will
show.
And
Chattin'
with Will
never
and Chris.
Get picked up on a network.
You like
fuck off.
Make sure we start.
Hey man, I can tell by the way that the sound is going that you're messing around.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
I
hey, Will. Start the fucking podcast.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Yeah.
There it is. Cool. Well.
Me?
Yeah,
yeah you. Usually you start well,
usually
it.
Oh, okay. Hey. Why? What do you?
You gonna say the Amazon thing, or
yeah. You say your name for?
Oh, I guess I will. I guess I'll just fucking do everything. Hey, welcome to the 10 minute podcast. If you want to buy something on Amazon, you know what to do.
Okay.
What
worst
do they do?
Pitch.
Do you know what they do?
Pitch.
Yeah, they click through the fucking thing. Well, who cares anyway? They don't even do it. So
yeah,
say your
fucking
name.
Do.
Yeah, where's the money? Well, let me see some money.
Yeah, when do we
anyway,
get the green?
He's Will Sasso.
I'm Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen,
and I'm Chris D'Elia.
And that's usually how we start the show, right?
Right. Yeah, but you don't have to say that. Because that's just, you start the show and then that's what happens.
Yeah, but I always do that.
Do what?
So? I always do that.
You always do what?
Listen to me, man.
I
just
am listening.
Fucking listen to me for once in your fucking life.
Whoa. I always listen to you.
Okay. Whoa. I always do that.
You always do what? You? Explain what you always
I just,
do.
What we just did. That's how we start
so
every
I.
show.
Okay, but hold on.
So do
hold
I.
On,
I do
hold
it.
On. What's
you do what? We all fucking do it. We all say our names.
Where is this
Yeah, and I always have to say my name.
Oh, I always say my name.
I say my name.
What, you want me to fucking say your name? No.
No.
So okay, of course. So you
wait
say your name and then I...
What's wrong
well,
with
what is
there? What's
rules?
Wrong with you? What's wrong
Brian,
what's going on?
No, don't fucking let him out. You, what the fuck are you... No, no, no. You do your part. He does his part and I do my part. What the fuck are you talking about?
All right.
All right, what?
Wait, hold on.
All right.
Okay, you know what you're doing? You're
being passive aggressive.
No, no. You're acting like a chick right now.
I'm not acting like... How am I acting
what do you
like
want
a chick?
Me to, maybe you wish right, I was
well,
dead?
I guess, yeah. I guess maybe I won't say anything.
He's okay, having, you know, that's the number one thing a girl says. I actually do a
I guess
joke about
that.
That's
what a child...
I guess
what
I won't,
a child,
say, I guess I won't
being,
say a thing then.
You're being
no,
a child.
That's
not
what
being
you're
a
doing
chick,
is
being
you're
a child.
Arguing like a woman. Oh, you don't want me to say it?
Okay, how should I argue?
You've had a shitty attitude since we came to your house.
It's not... Oh, this is what chicks do when they start. Oh, okay. And then they just throw whatever you just said back in their face.
Well, I guess... All right. I guess we won't say anything then.
Okay, see? Do
there
you see
is.
What you're doing?
There
you're
it
doing
is.
Exactly
I'm not doing
what
anything.
I just said.
You're being a chick.
Look,
you're being a chick.
Hey, all I'm saying is every time we do this podcast, we come down here. I got all this equipment geeked up.
Yeah.
I got to do... I do everything.
That's
I got to do everything.
That's
you
your
know
job.
What?
You know, there's me. There's our producer, Logan.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a problem, I hit him up. It's fucking midnight.
So what are you
like,
saying?
What's...
You want us to do this stuff?
Yeah, what are you
I don't
saying?
Know how
I'm
to do
just
this.
Saying... No, I'm not expecting you to know how
yeah,
to do all
I don't
this
have
nerd
the time
shit.
To do this
we all
nerd
have
I don't have the time either.
But I'm not a nerd.
We all have roles.
Yeah, I look. I just kind of...
You do the thing. You do the tech stuff. Brian, he brings in the older crowd, and I bring in the hot young girl audience.
Look, all I'm
hey,
saying
don't
is,
say that.
Look, all I'm saying is, you know, I got to do this and that, and it's fine. I enjoy doing it. I love fucking
okay,
doing
the
podcast
the end of that.
For the.
Then that's
it. No, it's
for
not
the what
end of
for the what for the what. You enjoy doing the podcast
guys,
for the what
guys,
for the people.
Right. Guys, this is not the time to have this argument.
I know. Why didn't we talk about this beforehand? You're, no, because when we get
because you know what? Let
because
me fucking
we get
tell
here,
you
we're just being shitty.
I just
let Will talk.
I'm fucking you guys. You know, like I got to do all this shit, and it's like. You know, I even have to go, hey, welcome to 10 Minute Podcast. Like,
well, then,
that's me.
Then don't
that's
do
not
it.
Me.
Then don't.
And then I got to fuck, if you guys go off, you fucking dough goats run off and fucking spill a basket of cats, and I'm fucking running around a linoleum floor trying to scoop up fucking kittens and make sense of what the fuck you said. He's
well,
fucking,
that doesn't make
Brian
sense.
Will say something about television that's actually about the internet, and Chris will fucking be talking about whatever the that's fuck, true. The fucking sweater he's wearing and shit, wow. And I got to get it back on fucking track.
Hold on. So
and
your
you know
problem
what?
Is you feel like you're doing a lot of work and we're not doing enough work.
It
is
that
it's not about work.
We're making money off the
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, we're doing fine. I'm just saying, like, fucking, I
got a shitty attitude.
Why
today.
Do I have to be, what am I? I'm a, what am I, fucking,
you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you don't have
you
to
don't
do it
do
at
a
all.
Goddamn
Charlie
thing.
Rose
you
or
don't
something?
Have to do it at all.
Why don't you sit this out and we'll fucking talk.
Go ahead. All
yeah?
right, fine.
Oh, really?
I'm fucking
is that
out.
What you want us to do?
You don't think that Brian and I could have an entertaining
yeah.
conversation?
You want us
if
to do that?
If you can, I guess you will.
Well, all right. Oh, now that's a challenge.
Oh, you know what? Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you,
good.
Man?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
I'm good. It was awesome. My special aired, and I'm really happy.
You're crushing it, right?
Yeah, we had a good time.
How
oh, yeah.
How has the feedback been?
It's been really good, man. I've been having a good time, dude. And
oh,
you
I've been
know
having
what?
A good time.
Hey, you know
dude.
What, man? You're going to sit out or not? You're going to sit out or not?
I'm sitting out.
Then sit out. Okay.
Just, right. I'm having a good time, dude.
Well, no,
hey, dude. This is you guys. Have a good weekend. Yeah, I'm having a good time.
We just started. We're getting warmed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We just started. It's been 1 second.
Anyway, I took a boxing lesson.
Oh, yeah? Would you really?
I felt like I was in quicksand.
Why? Because you did it with a pro or something?
I did it with a pro. I put a mouth guard in. I put gloves on, and I started dancing around trying to hit this guy. And I've never felt like a bigger pussy.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, guys, guess what? It's fucking, it's that part of the podcast where Brian talks about fucking fighting guys and fucking, what's up next? Did he move around like a puma? Are you going to make some sort of fucking
so what?
I didn't say puma.
Why is that bad?
Yeah.
Why is that bad?
I thought you were going to sit out.
You got your Fighter and the Kid podcast.
Yeah,
you're
probably
going to
talk about
so you're always
fighter and an animal. Who cares?
You're rolling around with guys
and it'll
fighting.
Be really annoying and I'll make
fun
of them.
You're in your fucking 40s, dude. Forget it. You're never going to be a fighter.
Well, you don't know that.
You're like
you don't know that.
Late 40s, yeah.
Don't, guys. All right.
But
I'm in my mid-40s and don't
squash my dreams. Hey, Brian, this guy's got something to say about what you did. What happened?
Yeah, I do. Why are you prefacing it?
Oh, why are you prefacing it?
I thought you were out of this podcast.
Oh,
why don't you sit out?
Here's you guys.
That's not how I talk.
Well, don't get all fucking arms. You're not going to do it without daddy. Go ahead.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No,
you're being a fucking spoiled brat.
I don't let
you
talk about yourself like that, okay?
Go ahead.
I don't let you talk about. How's this? I don't let you refer to yourself as daddy.
Right.
And something here. Look at this.
What's that?
Bought a taser.
I don't want.
No, I know you don't want.
I don't want that.
You're right. You don't want.
You definitely don't want.
So don't fucking call yourself daddy.
You're
going to
fucking tase me,
bro?
I didn't say that.
Don't tase me,
bro. I'll back him up.
I won't tase you.
Don't tase me, bro.
I won't say you. How about this? I don't want you to call yourself daddy.
How about this? You don't want to call me. I'm not going to call
myself
daddy.
I'm going to tell him to tase you.
I won't call myself daddy. You know what I'm going to call myself?
What?
You know what my first name is? Mister. You know what my last name is? Podcast. You call me
okay,
Mr. Well, Podcast.
That, hey. That, now, let me tell you something.
Why don't you guys
go
ahead?
I got real calm right there after you said that because I had no other choice.
All right.
Because if I got angry,
you get tased.
Shit would have gone nuts
you get
and I would have
you. Get fucking
you.
Asshole.
What the fuck is that?
What are you doing?
What the fuck is that?
Slide whistle practice.
All right, well, that's disrespectful.
I'm using my time however I want.
You are being a spoiled
rat. Do it. Here's the deal.
Rat.
Here. Do it. Hey, Will. Hey,
it's
Will.
Unbelievable.
Will.
What?
Do it one more time and see if the taser gets you.
You're going to get tased.
Yeah.
Taser in his face. Taser in his face.
I'll hit the button.
Do it.
Here we go.
And I'll back you up.
Ah! Hey, man.
Well, yes, you got. You deserve it.
I mean,
I'm backing him up.
What
are you doing? I'm just playing a slide whistle.
All right, well, it's your fault. I'm just using my taser.
Don't do it, Will. Don't. He's going to do
I'll
it.
I'll hit the button.
Will, don't. God. All right. Don't hold so long. Don't hold it so long. Don't hold it so long. Hey, don't hold it. Chris, don't hold it that long. Please don't hold it that long.
Okay, let me just say
he got the message. He got the message.
And it's his fault, but apparently he didn't get the message because he keeps doing the slide whistle.
All right. I'm sorry for doing the fucking...
Hey, Chris!
You're doing it to yourself.
I'm not...
No.
Call me fucking... Who's doing it to himself?
I'm begging you.
You.
What's my name?
Dork fuck.
My name's Mr. Podcast.
No! Christopher!
Fuck!
Give me the fucking taser. You can't do it.
Give him the fucking taser. He's asking
he's
for it.
His pants.
He's asking for it.
He's got shit in
it. He asked for it.
Oh, you shat your pants.
You fucking asking for it or what?
You can't tase him that much.
You want the taser?
Who?
I'm
me?
Asking you if you want the taser.
Obviously, I don't want the...
All right, well, then why are you saying I want the taser?
You're taser happy right now, bro.
No, I'm not taser happy right
okay.
now.
Where the fuck did you get a taser?
I got it online.
You guys fucked up this podcast.
No,
see what happens when you're not doing
don't
it with Mr. Podcast?
Don't slide.
When you're not doing a podcast with Mr. Podcast...
No. Christopher! Christopher, please stop it!
I don't want to do it, but I told him if he calls himself Mr.
Hold
Podcast...
Hold on, let me
don't
talk to him. No! Will, stop playing the slide whistle. I'm begging you.
First of all, why do you have a slide whistle? And fucking that's weird.
Put the taser down.
Because it's down.
Put the taser.
It's down. Don't do this.
Everybody calm down.
I'm not calling you Mr. Podcast. I'm not calling you daddy.
Get up. Get in your chair.
Because I belong to the...
Sit in your chair.
I'm calling you a chick. Because that's...
I'm not a chick. Can a chick do this?
No.
Can a chick do that?
Please stop doing that.
Let me tell you something. I'm part of the Pasadena Men's Slide Whistle Choir.
No, you're not.
That's fucking really sad.
It's fun, and we're going to do a Christmas show, and it's one of my passions. And I can say whatever I want on this podcast.
No, you can't. Not here. Not when he has a taser.
Because I'm Mr. Podcast to you guys.
No! Christopher, you fucking asshole! Give me that fucking taser!
No. Give me this. You guys better chill, dude.
Dude!
Alright?
That hurts.
I know it
hurts
really bad. The voltage is really high.
What the fuck? What is that? A military grade laser?
I got it from fucking...
Dude,
I got it online.
I literally pissed my pants and came a little bit.
Well, then don't... Then don't fuck around, dude.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. I got my underwear's a mess, man.
Just so you guys can't even finish the show without
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, we finish the show yes, just fine. I guarantee people like this show because I took initiative.
Put the fucking slide whistle
down. Say the
down.
Thing at the end. No. Go ahead, say it. Go ahead, say it.
Thanks for watching.
Fucking stop it!
Fucking pieces of...
Christmas is next week. You guys do your shopping? That's what everyone always says.
I do all my shopping on the 26th.
That's the day after, dude.
That's when everyone gets it.
What? Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast. Yeah, man. It's the holiday season, and everybody's doing holiday stuff. And so are we. You know?
Yeah. I didn't get a tree. I'm not going to get a tree.
I'm not big on Christmas.
I'm not going to get a tree anymore.
We got a tree.
Forever.
Well, Brian, you're...
I got a tree. I mean, I like Christmas.
Not going to get a tree.
You're Jehovah's Witness or
no,
Jewish,
I'm not.
Jewish guy?
No, I'm not. I'm,
whatever. It's
I'm,
not a big deal.
I've
seen you wear a yarmulke before.
I've not worn
maybe
a yarmulke.
Maybe it's just a small hat. You have a wide head. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm... Chris D'Elia.
What is that?
And go ahead.
What is that?
Because I'm saying...
I don't know if
okay,
I
well,
like
you always
that.
Mess up the... What it's supposed to be is like, and I'm Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, but don't do it.
And then you guys go and into a new thing or whatever.
You
hey, sound, here we
it's
are.
Just
at
too
the,
official.
He's our launching pad. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you, but I don't feel like...
Yeah.
You ever been smacked in the mouth like bang, bang? Like smacked?
You know what? I have once.
Oh, yeah?
And then I learned how to defend myself.
Like me who knows
no, it wasn't. It was a much bigger guy than
you. No, but
you,
I can punch
because
hard.
Most guys are bigger than you.
Yeah. Well, see what
excuse
happened?
Me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Hey, guys.
Me.
Guys, it's
Christmas. I give you a shot to the liver,
right? It is Christmas.
You know, you're lucky. He's lucky.
Guys,
it's
Christmas.
I like Christmas. I'm in a Christmas
you know, I'm going to be heading home. I'm going to be heading up to Vancouver where I'm from to be, you know, to do Christmas and stuff.
Cool.
And I'm looking forward
well,
to it.
They say Saint Nick, don't they?
No,
don't
I think that's
Santa Claus.
Well, it's actually that's interesting because I've heard tell of other countries where Santa Claus is other things.
Yeah.
Like Saint Nick, which I don't know what that is. That guy wears like a green outfit or something.
I don't know.
I just feel
I think
like
it's pretty much regular.
It's awesome to be from Canada where Christmas was invented in the snow.
What?
I don't
know.
I think
it
was
yeah, no.
Well,
what are you
it was,
about?
Yeah, it was invented.
It's a Christian holiday.
And then during the War of 1812,
much earlier than even Canada,
he gave it to America.
No,
that's,
Canada gave
no.
Christmas
I'm
to America.
I'm a history major.
Christmas
I never heard anything
was around
like
before
that.
Even anything was colonized in North America.
No, well,
yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I do.
Think that, well,
I actually
about that.
Do. I do.
But I think about like other countries and like how it must be weird to like not have Christmas.
Like what country? What do you mean?
I don't know. Like all the other countries. Besides
well, a lot of countries do
Canada
celebrate.
And the United States.
No, there are a lot of countries that...
Like, I was like... like
yeah, that's
you know, I was,
really
like, well, for instance,
kind of.
Like, you know, I have a, I love the Latin culture. I go to Mexico a lot.
Sure.
And guess, when I'm there, I'm kind of like, how come there's no Christmas
there,
here?
There is Christmas.
There is
there.
Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, there is Christmas.
What'd you say?
They're Christians.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
No, but it's like,
I like
it's
that.
Not like
I heard the song.
Navidad.
Yeah, well, what do you think that means?
It, but I don't know
like
what it means. I don't
Feliz
speak.
Navidad.
No. I don't speak Spanish.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
I got it from here because your voice is terrible.
What?
But I was thinking like,
dude,
like, how would it be?
That
how
means
cool
Merry
would it
Christmas.
Be? How cool would it be if like other countries had Christmas too?
Okay,
and
well,
I got
you're
to
just
thinking
not
about
to
it.
Us.
And so I was sitting in the yard and I was in my hammock that I bought in Mexico, and my gardeners came by. And I was talking to one of my gardeners, Eduardo, and I was like, you know, what's it like to not have Christmas? And he was like, hey, he didn't understand what I was saying.
Well,
I was
of course
like,
he didn't, because
so I was thinking
it,
about
it's
it.
Not his language,
English,
and also
and
that doesn't make
English.
Sense because they
and
do
I,
have.
And I thought,
Navidad.
You know, this guy doesn't have any Christmas and snow to go home to, and I just feel lucky. I just feel lucky.
Well, don't
you sound
and you know
really
what? I decided.
Over-privileged.
I just got really inspired, and I wrote a song.
But okay, I know you're going to sing something. Don't be sing-songy with.
I wrote a
your
song,
voice.
And it's sort of like from the point of view of Eduardo.
Oh Jesus! This has grounds to be really offensive.
And
no, it's just about Christmas, and it's about. If I'm Eduardo, it's from the point of view of Eduardo, who,
sing
like
song.
I said,
you don't know anything
like
about
I
this guy.
I haven't had much conversations with him, no.
Well, that means
but
you
I was thinking, like,
shouldn't
does he speak
sing
English
song?
At all?
Does wouldn't
he speak
it be,
English?
Wouldn't it be interesting if he, like, talked about what it must be like for me to go home for Christmas?
He
and so this song is
Christmas.
Called, let me get my guitar, this song is called White Person Christmas.
Oh, Will, it doesn't...
White person
I'm going to go on record saying I actually have nothing to do with this.
Me neither.
Because it sounds like it's going to be very offensive.
Yeah.
All right.
White person Christmas.
Let me just adjust the mic here.
I guess so. Just try to not be so offensive. Yeah. It's already, the sound is offensive.
My name Eduardo Castillo. I am allergic to bees. I make garden grow for Mr. Sasso, and he give money to me.
It's a very offensive song.
I come from Guadalajara.
It's
very hot and sunny. I never see snow or say ho ho ho. I don't know what this Christmas tree.
That's not
if
true.
If he's Muslim, he wouldn't
know.
Mr.
Sasso, he is actor in movies and on the TV. I only know cause he tell me so. He never give me DVD.
Well, that's your own shortcoming. You should be nice.
He
nice
got to Vancouver for Christmas to be with his family. I work at his home 6 days in a row. My eye got stung by a bee.
What the fuck?
It's not a bad song. It's actually not a bad song.
I'm getting
song
to the good part.
It's
the bee part.
But it's,
I want the white purse on Christmas.
No, don't do it that way. That voice
white
is so offensive,
on
please.
Christmas
no.
For me.
I'm sorry to anybody who's laughing.
Put turkey in stove. Make mashed potato. Go shopping on Robson Street.
What?
Shopping on Robson Street?
It's a street in Vancouver.
Well, he
it's a popular
know
shopping
I know
street.
The street.
Yeah, but you
please, por favor, Mr. Sasso, bring back some Christmas for me.
He can celebrate Christmas.
Bring
yeah
me some
bring
snow.
Worldwide.
Walkman radio. Walkman.
That's racist.
Something to control the bees.
That's racist.
I am not feeling so bueno.
Why?
Bee sting is spreading quickly.
Okay, well.
So it's a bee sting?
Where do I go? What is a GMO? I am not covered medically.
The fuck does that have to do with Christmas?
Losing control of my bowel.
No,
right,
no,
it's
no,
not
no,
a Christmas
no
song.
I make
a
shit
song
in my jeans.
Jesus, Will.
I wish I could go back to Mexico. They make the best nacho cheese.
Jesus
on, guys,
Christ.
Everybody.
No, not everybody.
I want
no,
the
not
white person.
No,
Christmas.
I'm not going to sing along,
guys.
No, I won't.
White person Christmas for me.
No, I'm not going to do
it's
this.
The
is
most
the fun
racist
part.
Song.
Put turkey in stove. Make mashed potato. Robson Street. Go no chopping on Robson
chopping
Street.
I don't, like how you say chopping.
Please, por favor, Mr. Sasso, bring back some Christmas for me. Come
again,
on, guys.
It's worldwide.
No, I won't.
Come on, guys. Some snow. Walkman radio.
Your
okay favorite part. Something to control the bees.
Racist song.
But when you get home, you'll be all alone. For I have succumbed to disease.
What?
And I singing from heaven.
No, 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 no. He died?
My name Eduardo Castillo.
He's an angel.
It's just weird because you
he
know
died
him.
From
I am
bees
allergic
him
to bees.
You made him die in your song.
Yeah.
Mr. Sasso.
Oh, God, this is a terrible song.
Can you hear me or no? Will you please do something for me?
Like what, dude?
Put turkey in stove. Make mashed potato.
Why?
Go chopping on Robson no Street.
He's dead, right?
Have a good white person Christmas.
No,
no,
say that,
no,
dude.
Yeah,
please
that's
don't get
white
stung
person
by a bee.
Also, what do bees have to do with
the guy
Christmas
died from
before
bee sting?
I go,
yeah, I get it.
Killed him in a song.
I was wrong about Mexico.
Because it celebrates Christmas.
Because God makes the best nacho cheese. Dios hete el mejor queso, nacho. arriba la raza.
Okay.
What do you think, guys?
Well, I don't.
Racist.
It's not racist.
Racist. How is it? The whole way you talking.
That's
is not even real.
I've heard Eduardo talk. That's the way he talks.
They don't really.
Why did you
talk
kill
like
him?
That.
Why did you kill him? He doesn't die for real.
It's just
okay.
It's
like your wish fulfillment. It's like you want him to die.
No, I don't.
And also, Will, they celebrate Christmas everywhere.
In Christian countries.
Are you serious?
Like Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mexico is a Christian country.
They celebrate Christmas with the same fervor we do.
And they're more religious.
They're more religious.
I got to rewrite this song.
Just leave it out. We can't do this podcast.
I go to Mexican Christmas.
That's more racist than
Merry Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Merry Christmas Eve.
December 24th every year.
Christmas Eve. It's all. You know what?
Not crazy.
It always falls on the same day. The same date.
Ho, ho, ho.
Some podcasts are slow,
Brian.
And you don't know how long they last.
You're singing, but you're singing so low that no one can even hear.
That's why they listen to.
No, listen.
10-minute podcast.
You said that's why they're listening to, so instead of listening to 10-minute podcast.
Why would you put an O instead of an I there?
I don't know, but maybe because there's something scrambled in your brain.
I guess it could be. I know how to sing, guys.
Hey, welcome to the 10-minute podcast. Hope you're having a festive holiday warm
family. Same word twice. Don't say same word twice.
It's Christmas Eve, and my name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris D'Elia. Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas, one and all.
And it's a time of year where everyone can be warm and festive. And, you know, these are my friends. We all care about each other. And Brian, shut the fuck up or I'll slap
you. My name, Chris, is in Christmas.
That's right. Chris, my middle name is Chris.
I'm
the most
Christmassy. And so is mine. My middle name is Chris.
So I'm the most Christmassy.
Three Christophers
there
here.
There it is.
Three Christmassy Christophers.
Brian, Christopher
and little did you know, Will played Chris Kringle.
Yes.
Yeah, you did. You played Santa Claus.
Yeah,
I've played Santa Claus before, and I played him in a elementary school play also.
Okay, don't need to say that.
Yeah. Going back a little ways.
Very boring.
But that's kind of the Christmas thing that people want, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
From this time of year.
What's that?
What
a
is
monkey?
That? Is that a fucking sea lion?
No, that's actually the way Santa laughs.
Really?
No, that sounds like a bull walrus coming.
Listen.
That's a bull walrus jetting liters of semen all over the snow.
Hey, Brian, are you a bull walrus jetting liters of semen?
Guys,
because that's what your Santa
Christmas
sounds
Eve,
like.
Please,
all right, sorry.
Jetting,
man.
Are you jetting gallons of? Cum?
No.
Walrus
guys,
cum?
Guys.
Don't, please. Brian, please don't conjure images of walrus cum on Christmas Eve.
Guys, and walrus does this.
Wait a minute. On Christmas, do you guys like to think of a walrus huddled and crunched over another walrus?
Chris.
Blasting loads of cum inside of it?
Chris.
Or do you like thinking
like
of
that.
Presents?
I like
Chris,
thinking
this
of presents
is Christmas
and
Christmas
family
please.
And Christmas shit.
You know what I like to do on Christmas?
No.
What's that?
I want to say something before you fucking start your stupid bullshit.
All right. Hey, dude.
Christ,
I wanted here when you were singing the bullshit you were doing, I was thinking of, don't do that, Will.
I just picked my nose.
Yep, and don't do it. Here's it. I used to do this thing for with my friends where we would sing the song by I Believe I Could Fly.
Yeah.
But we would, the three of us would sit around and we would actually try to sing it for real.
That's hilarious.
And we would get so uncomfortable, but that was the thing. And if we weren't doing it real, if we started to slip into silly mode, we would be like, no, that's not real. You fucking do it for real.
Oh my
God. And it would be so painstaking and so awful, and we hated it.
I love
it. But we would have to make each other do it because it was just the worst and best.
That's
funny. So what I think we should do is, because it's Christmas, we should go around and take turns singing something like Silent Night.
Okay.
But actually, for real, try, jokes aside, seriously try to sing. And if you guys fucking do it fake and do it silly because you're comics and funny, I'm going to fucking call you on it, and that's bullshit because I'm going to do it real.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not first.
You start.
Brian, you start.
Chris, Will, you're the singer.
No, I ain't the singer. Chris is a good singer. I sing.
I actually don't quite know the lyrics.
All right, I'll do it. I'll go first, okay? And you fucking sons of bitches better understand that this is serious.
Okay.
All right.
Not a joke.
All right. Come on.
By the way, this is one of those things that's already hard. before you even do it.
It's like a little embarrassing. Isn't
it's
it?
It's not a little embarrassing. It's completely embarrassing.
Try it.
But this is your Christmas present, 10-minute podcasters. Oh, fuck, man.
Come on.
Come on.
I mean, I can't even do it.
Do it, man.
It's so hard.
Please do it.
All right, all right, all right. All right. God damn it. It hurt. It actually. Okay, okay, good. Okay. For real singing, like singing that I would do alone I think is good. Okay. You fucking guys better do it after.
I'll do it. I swear to God.
I'm ready.
Okay, okay, okay. Silent night. I don't even know the fucking words.
All is bright.
All is bright. I'm so actually nervous I can't even fucking sing it. Silent night. Holy night. All right, fuck you.
All right, ready? Let me show you how to do this.
All right.
Silent night.
You're joking.
No, he's not.
Right. Holy night.
Key change anything.
he's not joking. His
face.
Key change.
Hey, are you coming in a walrus?
You're a bull walrus. Shut up. Coming again.
Shut up. Let me try it again.
Okay, okay, okay.
Hold on. Please. Hold on, seriously. Please, hold on. Seriously.
I'm getting so hot.
Please.
Oh, my God.
It's so bad.
Okay.
Holy night. Power all is
Come on. Do it. Do it. Come on.
All I already said bright.
Not a word.
Oh, young virgin. Brave and
nope.
Silent night. Holy night.
All right, we're going to go, right? Here we go.
Oh, fuck.
Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. All is bright.
Oh, fuck.
Round young virgin.
Oh, my God.
Heavenly
child. Let him do it. It's way worse than
just it. Heavenly hope sings something and mild. Here it comes. Sleep in heavenly peace. Shut up, Brian. Sleep in heavenly peace.
That's good. Let me try it.
No, you're joking. You're joking. Don't fucking joke.
Let's do a different song.
You're joking.
Holy night. All is bright.
Calm.
Oh, sleep in heavenly peace.
Oh, God. Is that? That's not real.
Wait. Right, hold on. Let's all do this.
Fuck. What's a different song?
You know what's another really earnest song?
Okay,
Little Drummer Boy. Let's all do it, though. Close out the episode. Right. Here we go. We got the backing music and everything. All right, guys? Real, though.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm ready, dude.
All right, Chris.
Real singing. I'm here.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. It's not good. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. I actually think I'm doing really good.
Shut up.
To lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum.
You gotta get more vibrato.
So
you're not doing it.
To honor him, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum.
Listen to me, I'm
real
trained.
Soft. when we come.
I'm coming.
Like a walrus.
Yeah. Full on. Here's a little baby.
Little baby, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
To be totally honest,
Roll the R. These lyrics are so stupid. I am
a poor boy, too, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Roll the R on the
rum. Too much vibrato.
No.
I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
These lyrics suck, especially the pa-rum-pa-pum part.
That's fit to bring our king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum.
Bring it home.
Shall I pay for you, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum?
So, do you think that all those people are lying that said that they like my special?
No.
What do you mean?
No, right?
I mean, maybe some. I don't know.
No,
I'm not.
No.
I'm not making that point.
Hey, Brian,
and
calm down.
I'm not making that. But I'm trying to make a point. I know, but I'm trying to make a point, and he does this all the time.
All right, but the song's going.
Okay, but he's being passive aggressive.
I'm going to wait until the song's over, and then I'm going to remind you to shh during the song.
There you
because
go. Good reminder.
Absolutely. Because the song's playing.
He's asking
so,
me these
okay, but
questions.
But just one thing in all fairness I want you to remember is
Hey, don't do that either.
Fair, right. That's very fair. He does need to remind you about
It's just it's all about when the song goes, you got to make sure that you
No.
I don't right. because we've heard the song before. It's not
hey,
amazing...
welcome to 10 Minute Podcast. You know what to do with the Amazon and it's just like other podcasts. We'll get a kickback, you get your stuff. If you don't know what I'm saying right now, then cool, you know?
Then you're Brian.
My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callum.
I'm Chris
D'Elia. Hey.
He
that
did
was
it.
Me, buddy. That was me.
Don't do that.
No, I know, but also
No.
Hey,
very, very.
Hey, I would like
obnoxious.
To say something to our followers on Twitter and Facebook. Please feel free to count the shhs during
be a good
this
idea.
Show. And
no.
then
No.
Guys,
I'm not going to be every time.
And then just tweet us how many we did. We're not going to count them. These guys have been arguing, and it's kind of...
Well, because
no,
I'm trying to make a point.
I came here, and I had a specific question.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking that...
It's not a question. I'm sorry. Okay, it's not a question, Chris.
Quiz?
What you're doing...
Are we babies?
Hmm. Are we babies again? Hmm. We making baby talk? My
Let
Bob
me make
Walter's
a point,
baby
please.
Talk?
Oh, God. Yeah, boy.
Well, all I was saying was that with stand-up, it's never over.
Stand up is never over, you're right.
Right. So don't
it's
when I say
never over.
There's always room
it's
for improvement.
Never over. Hey, Adrian,
don't ask
never
me
ask you
are those people lying?
Don't ask me to stop being a man, Adrian. You want me to hit the meat? All right.
Stop doing Rocky. Let me get a point across.
Never over.
Right. Let me get a fucking point across. What I'm saying to you, don't ask me a passive-aggressive question
that
has no answer. When I say to you, all I'm saying is stand-up never ends.
Right.
You're always working at it. So don't rest on your laurels.
Of course not.
Right.
That's what I was saying.
Don't then ask me, are all those people
No. So, okay, I get it. So then when I – so about all those people.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of people saw it. No, I'm not trying to be weird.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sure they did.
And they saw it.
Yeah.
Your comedy special.
Yeah. And they said that they liked it.
Yes.
And you think that they were, you don't think they were lying, right? I mean, they were lying?
I don't think that they were lying.
Okay, good.
I didn't say that they were lying.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying.
And they actually saw it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm saying that there's room for improvement all the time.
That's all I'm saying.
Were they lying about seeing it?
I didn't want the data to be wrong. The download. Because I was not, okay, well, can I ask you one more specific question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think iTunes was lying when they said that mine was the number one in comedy at my album? Or no, right? You're saying no.
Chris,
I don't think that has anything to do with the point.
I think it's true.
These guys argue about this a lot. I just want to say that.
And you don't help the argument because play dumb and act like you don't know
does.
What I'm saying.
You know what?
What I'm saying is that as an artist, you can never stop growing.
Here's my role in this argument / conversation every time it happens.
Yeah.
The disinterested moderator.
You're not a disinterested moderator, dude. You're an agitator, and you're doing it now.
Okay.
That snore is directed at me. Who's doing that?
He was.
Did that? Did you do that?
I did that just now.
When? What?
No.
Who's doing it? Are you moving your mouth and doing it? Is this something
I'm just
you guys
smiling at
got
you.
Together? Because I don't know.
It's just my teeth.
He did that. You mouthed it, and he did it.
No.
Yes, he did.
No.
Fuck off.
Guys, all right. Look, what's your point? What's your
point? My point is that you're not a disinterested moderator, and you're not helping the argument.
Can I tell you
you're not helping my point.
There is no argument for me. Chris had a special. It did very well. People enjoyed it.
Not my point.
People enjoy his comedy. People enjoy your fucking comedy. Why don't you fucking relax? See, this is my fucking problem with stand-up comedians.
I have a gripe.
You guys are always on each other. Am I funnier than that guy?
He's right.
I don't do that.
Do you guys just get in a circle and just, you got to just grab each other's nuts?
I don't know about that.
You're good.
I get standing O's.
Okay, don't say standing O's because ovation is not that long to say.
And if you're wondering,
don't say
standing
O because the word ovation and standing, they're about the same length. So just say standing ovation.
No.
So don't say standing O because, see, now that is something that gets me blood curdling mad.
When
somebody says standing O and doesn't say ovation, for instance, maybe he's a little bit too tired to finish the goddamn sentence.
No, it's not true.
I get 100% irate.
Yeah, excuse me. Standing O has a double entendre. They have a standing ovation. I get a standing ovation, and they have a standing orgasm. That's how good my show is. Not to be a dick.
So O means two different things.
But I've had girls tell me that they come during my show.
No.
Not to be a dick.
No.
Right.
Not to be a dick.
Right.
That's what I hear a lot.
Do you think? Can I have one?
Don't.
It wasn't me.
I swear to God, you're a bigger guy. I'll come at you physically.
I got one more question,
what? Brian.
What?
You'll wake up in a can.
I wake up. I got one more question.
I can fight, bro.
I got one more question.
He's got a question.
Do you think?
Yeah. Hold on. Don't ask me a fucking annoying question.
Okay, I won't.
Be honest and be
I want to get to the bottom of this.
Go ahead and ask your question. And it better be a real question.
I promise it won't be anything to do with. Do you think that?
And before you ask the question,
I
want to make sure the fans know that I said, don't remember to keep improving and don't relax now.
Right.
You got to come up with a new hour.
Right.
But as
don't act like you're the greatest comic in the world.
Can I say
something?
Can I say something before he asks you a question?
Yeah.
Based on your question that you just asked and as the disinterested moderator, my question is, while he's trying to ask his question.
Right.
Because I don't know what the fuck's going on now.
So you're acting more like, like it's a question? Like,
a question.
Ask your question, Chris. Okay. Ask your question.
My question is, you saw the video. Do you think that Justin Bieber didn't come on stage with me as my friend and said that?
I saw that. It was on the internet.
You think it's a sham?
I think that Justin Bieber came on.
Bieber.
It's Bieber.
Mm. Brian.
It's not Justin Bieber.
You said
because
Justin
of how that's
Bieber.
An animal.
I don't know. I don't know anything
you're
about
obsessed
it.
Hey, is it Justin Giraffe?
I don't know who he is.
Generationally, Brian does not know who Justin Bieber is.
Justin Bieber.
Bieber, correct. Ding, 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 Bieber.
He came on stage. I know it's not trick photography.
No, it wasn't.
You know?
So
okay. Maybe it was, but I'll give you that maybe it's true that he came on stage, okay? That the video
that
must
have been cool.
And, it was
whatever.
Cool. And,
okay.
And,
cool.
And
yeah.
Who's
okay.
Just because I'm like, because I don't have the data here, but who has the most followers on Twitter?
Out of the three of us?
No, out of everybody in the world.
Barack Obama or Justin Bieber?
No, Barack
Obama. Lady Gaga?
No.
All right, it's Justin.
Oh, I think you know what?
Brian, why don't you say it's Justin Bieber?
It's Justin Bieber.
Yeah, now Chris is satisfied.
That's right. It is Justin
Bieber. Chris is doing that thing where he's just kind of nodding and he got his quote-unquote data and he's taking this info in stride.
Yeah,
but Chris, I got to say, you're kind of laying it on thick.
No.
Now, I want people to understand what the fuck the root of this argument is. Brian, what is your problem with Chris?
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
And Chris, what is your thing that you want
to
tell while I'm talking? Look, I'm the disinterested mediator. I want to know what this podcast is about.
Yeah.
So definitely, and when I ask you a question, and please let me know what the fuck the argument's about.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
The argument is about this. No, I don't think that he has, since Justin Bieber got on stage and gave him all this love, he is now a different person. Let me say something.
There is before
Let me
and after.
Say something. Let me thank
don't
some
say,
people.
There's no hashtag.
Let me thank.
No after zone.
Let, stop after saying. Zone.
No, don't stay hashtag after zone.
It's hashtag after zone.
No, though. Hashtag no, though.
Hashtag no, though, because there's not an hashtag after zone. You delusional fucking fur girl.
Brian.
There's not.
Please,
he's
ask your question. And
okay.
Hashtag
okay.
Hashtag
no, I won't.
Hashtag Hashtag ask your question.
So. Mike, first I'd like to acknowledge fans that have tweeted me saying
it's only 10 minutes.
Justin Bieber should definitely be on your stage because you're so amazing. And I've had a shitload of people say that.
Hashtag almost
and
said
so,
Bieber.
So the message to Justin Bieber
Did you?
Is that if you want me to come on stage, I'll do it. The second thing I want to say is you are a cocky shithead, and you're acting like cocky you shit doesn't it-head? Smell.
Am I a cocky shithead? Is that what I am?
A cocky no, sh- you're it-head? A cocky shithead.
Head? No,
don't. I swear to God, this is getting
this
me.
This is a whole fucking podcast because
you're
I was
being
actually,
a dick.
You know, I started recording because I was curious what the heck you guys were talking about. A lot of times we have a natural conversation, it spurs onto a podcast, but you wouldn't ask your question.
I'm like, he's acting like an asshole because Justin Bieber got on stage with him.
It's kind of neat.
Thank you.
He's like one of the biggest pop stars. He's not the biggest.
I agree.
All right, Chris.
I agree.
And I'm the biggest comedian now.
No, you're not the biggest comedian. That's right, the point. That's, there's my point.
Yeah, see,
there's my point.
No,
there's my point.
I'm
glad you said
that's
it. That's
I'm in the news. I'm in the news.
You're not the biggest comedian, you idiot.
I am the biggest comedian in the galaxy.
You see that?
No, though. You can't just say that.
Yeah, but I did. Let's look at the data.
Hashtag no, though.
So did Fox News.
You know, you have short legs and a long torso, which means you'd be a good swimmer.
Yeah, I'm an amazing swimmer.
Are you?
Yeah, I've never drowned.
What?
Of course,
you've never drowned.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you a good amazing swimmer. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last.
That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast. Happy New Year, almost. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You can buy some on Amazon. 10minutepodcast.com. Hit Amazon.
Yeah.
My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris D'Elia.
You have
and now,
you. I nobody yeah. likes that.
But that's the thing when we go brrow, into our thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know how many times
I don't
I
know
say
why
it. You disrupt the rhythm of the whole podcast.
No, I don't disrupt shit.
So
hey,
the thing is guess what day it is?
It's December 31st.
And if you guess December 31st, you're right.
That's right. It's not much of a guess because you know what day it is.
You know what day it is.
Because you lie.
Unless
you lie.
It's on your phone.
It's on everything.
Unless you four. If you four, you're listening, you might not know what day it was.
Yeah, so now, it's the December 31st.
That means it's the last day of... And if you guessed the year, you'd be right.
Stop fucking employing a weird cadence for no reason, please.
Time for the year in...
If you guessed review...
If you guessed he was going to say review...
You'd be right.
You win the Dodge
You
Dakota.
Guys, ladies and germs, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, you guys...
Gentlemen?
You guys,
are you doing Borat?
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys... Welcome to the year in review.
It's the
2013 has been a fun one,
a
hasn't it? But it's also had some low points. Now, what we're doing here at 10 Minute Podcast is
we are.
God damn Brian.
Finally, christens the new mics.
All right. Well, here's the deal.
Brian
farted a wet one into the mic. Now, that was definitely a low point in 2013. So let's mention a high point now.
All right. So it's, well, yeah, what? It's
we're
the year in review?
The year in review.
All right. What are we supposed to do?
Play? We should rehash. We did characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But which specific characters?
You want to have like clips and stuff?
I did a Russian guy.
Wait,
that was very good.
You want to have clips and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. You got clips,
we
right?
We should have clips. Do you have clips?
Come on.
I don't have clips. You can't just cut the shit on the fly.
Why
what
not?
You,
you know how to do
I don't
want to
do all that stuff. That would take hours.
So what? What else do you have to do? Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? I'm busy as fuck.
Thumb around in your a-hole?
What are you still
I'll thumb
shooting?
Around in your a-hole with my fucking foot.
Oh, what so are you still shooting, Mad TV?
Hey, oh, good one, Chris. Yeah, you really burned me.
Yeah. You're gonna besides taking your thumb and thumbing your fucking rump, which you've done all year.
I'm not going to quantify what you're about to say.
Yeah, don't quantify that.
Don't say quantify when I say quantify.
Okay.
It's all right.
What is our year in review? We did some
characters.
We had some laughs.
Yeah, but we don't have like you want to do like a clip show?
You
should have told
show
me a long
a clip.
Time ago.
Show a clip.
Run clips.
Do a video.
It's a podcast. It's audio.
All right. Well wait.
You
want to
talk about some of your favorite
Hold on. What you guys what were your favorite podcasts of the year?
I think I got a favorite moment.
What was it?
I can play a clip from my favorite moment.
Yeah, what was it?
I like the thing that you just did where you farted in the mic.
You know,
yeah,
why don't
I
we
that
should,
can't
should
be
we
the
play
favorite
that?
Moment.
I like how
right,
we're
hey guys,
veering away from that.
Hey guys, let's throw to a clip of Brian farting in the mic from just a couple minutes ago here on 10-Minute Podcast, Year in Review.
Now, what we're doing here at 10-Minute Podcast is
we are
God damn
Brian. Wow, what a great clip earlier in the show.
It was 4 seconds ago. So.
Yeah, when Brian farted.
I don't know if that's... Like, maybe we should talk a little bit about what we're going to do for the coming year as opposed
no,
to...
No, it's the no. year in review, it's Brian. The year in review. Don't,
it is
don't,
the year in review.
Don't bit kill...
No, I know. I'm just saying that I actually like that we did...
Well,
we
that
did
was
some
loud.
Good stuff.
That was real
That's
loud.
A low point in this year.
We did
should
some
review
good stuff.
That.
We did some good stuff this year.
Like
we
what?
Did, like, my favorite was... I mean, I'm just drawing a blank.
Yeah, well,
we
that's
some,
interesting for podcast.
We had some fun characters.
I liked Rusanov Dostoevsky. What the fuck was his name?
Dmitry Rusanoyev.
The one I did?
That was a fun I did him, actually.
No, Chris did it.
I did a Russian guy.
Yeah, but yours was fucking...
Yours was
let
Boris
me guess,
Yevgeny.
Did yours end in fucking and shitting everywhere?
Hey.
We did a lot of characters this year. Yeah. We had...
do you have any? You don't have any clips?
I can play. I mean, there's one. I have one clip. If you guys want to,
Who do you have? Go.
Okay, here. Let's
do a clip. You said you didn't have a clip.
So here's a clip from our year in review. 2013 has been a great year, and thanks for listening. Here's one of our favorite clips from this past year of the podcast.
Now, what we're doing here at 10 Minute Podcast is are. God damn
Brian. Wow, that was a great clip.
That's,
yeah, but we already played that clip.
Yeah.
That was Brian farting at the top of the show.
No, we know.
It's a highlight from the year, and it's easy for me to put in.
Let's think of something else.
Okay,
yeah.
No, let's think of something
all
else
right,
for
so
real.
So what about...
some of the fun stuff that we had is,
hold on. Well, we did characters. But
yeah,
what
we did some fun
specifically
characters.
I'm trying to think of...
Yeah, I don't... I mean, you already played... You know, it's like, okay, we get it. You played the two... The
play the
farting.
One where... you know, the one where it was...
What was the episode?
I can't remember, but we were all together and we were...
What happened? Were
we
arguing?
We were all together?
Yeah, we were arguing.
Yeah.
Oh, we were all together.
We were talking about...
Oh, wait. Was it the one where we were talking about... Were you threatening each other and stuff?
I think so.
I've got... Okay, this is going to take a second, but here's a clip. I know what I want to play. I'm going to have to go back and get it, but they won't notice because it'll all be edited in and they'll do... Okay, so here's a great clip from earlier this year.
Now, what we're doing here at 10 Minute Podcast is are... God damn
Brian.
It, Brian.
Now, that was fun.
Why are you doing...
That's not the
you
one
know
I was
what,
talking
you know
about.
You know you're playing the same clip over and over again,
yeah,
right?
I don't have a bunch of fucking
okay, so
clips
why do you keep
at my disposal.
Playing him
this
farting
fucking
into the
guy
microphone.
What, keeps saying to me, well, you keep going, drum it up like I'm supposed to just... Come up with the stuff out of thin air.
Well, I don't even like when he farts once, so don't put
We it. Only have, and it wasn't even a good fart.
Okay, so
as
then,
far as the year in review goes, it was one of the worst farts of the
then
year.
Then why do you keep playing it, bro?
Because we don't have clips.
Okay, well, that's fine, but
it's
don't,
not a clip
this
show.
This is not a year
it
in review.
It doesn't need to be a clip show then. What we can just do is say it's the year in your review.
Yeah.
All right.
And then that's what it
okay,
is.
So
we can talk about what it is.
Here's what I have
to
say. Here's what I
have
to say.
Playing the fucking farting.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
And we shot a lot of episodes. Right. And we've been
we
sponsored.
Shot.
We actually didn't shoot anything.
We recorded
zero cameras.
How
at all.
Do you?
I'm just
let
used
me
to
ask
doing
you something.
Movies. I'm sorry.
How is it that here's a year in review question?
Yeah.
How is it that we've been doing this podcast for damn near 2 years, and at the end of this year in review, you still know so little about podcasts because you
and
just said
now, let me
we
say,
shot it.
Now let me
so that's weird.
Don't ask
very
don't ask condescending
interesting
questions.
Well, but let me ask you an even more general, more important question.
Yeah.
Brian, it's the end of 2013. How do you know Slittle?
Just
hey,
that's
hey,
it?
That's
hey.
It. How do you know Slittle
you said,
about everything?
Hey, hey,
you just said we shot a podcast.
I know because I'm used to shooting
you know,
movies.
You know,
are,
you
yeah,
know,
so am I, so is he.
You know,
well,
you
not
know,
as much as I
you
know,
well, I've
let,
done more than
let's
you.
Put this one thing across the board and all of our fans know. You know Slittle about comedy.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, you do.
Because I'm
you bit kill.
A ridiculously
you're
okay,
rat,
so go through
you're
some of your favorite...
with what, your Tommy gun a bit killer.
What's some of the funniest
favorite,
moments of the year?
Funniest moments of the year were definitely where I did some characters. One of my favorite characters was... which one was it?
I know which one.
You like
which
it?
One?
Here. This is a great clip. This is... And I'm not fucking with you
okay,
guys here.
Yeah. But don't.
This is a very funny clip.
It's one of the characters I did?
Is one of Brian's characters that he did.
Very stupid.
From the Year in Review, 10-Minute Podcast.
Now, what we're doing here at 10 Minute Podcast is
oh,
we
wait, wait.
Are. God damn
Brian.
It, Brian.
Yeah, it wasn't that
funny. No, it wasn't funny.
It was the same fucking thing that you explained. You said you weren't going to do it.
What did I just say? I don't want to keep fucking...
Okay, but you also said you didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to do a stupid clip show.
So, but you also said you weren't going to do that with the farting thing.
I don't necessarily remember saying that.
All right, now you got a choosy memory. You got what we like to call a choosy memory.
Choosy memory.
And I'll tell you one thing. I don't deal with choosy memories.
I don't. I've never heard choosy memory before.
Well, now you did.
Choosy memory.
Well, now this was a great year in review.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Oh, Brian, don't jerk off.
And all acquaintance be forgot.
That was just... I know it's our podcast, but I have to say it's the worst fucking year in review I've ever heard.
You know what, dude? Before this fucking podcast ends, before we go out, I want our listeners or viewers, in Brian's case, the last thing to hear is that clip.
Hey, let's, you know, it's been great having you all year. Please keep listening to the 10-Minute Podcast. Here's a funny clip from this past year.
Now, what we're doing here at 10-Minute Podcast is we are... Goddamn it, Brian.
So I was watching some Africans, like African tribe... doing some hunting, like YouTube videos of them spear hunting, and they're spear hunting elephants and elk and all this stuff, and the hippos were the biggest pussies about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hippos?
Yep. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast. Oh, these hippos. These hippos were like in a pond, and they're just flailing all over the place.
Well, they're very dangerous and powerful.
Well, whatever. I was more impressed with the water bison and the antelope. They at least got away. But anyway, the hippos are pussies. I could beat the shit out of
one. Where is Chris?
My name is... Well, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callum.
And yeah, we're waiting for Chris. So, and when we wait for Chris, we start talking about wild animals and
stuff.
That's right. He said... He actually... I don't know if he just texted me and he said that he apologizes and that he may not make it.
So annoying.
He said he hasn't decided and he may be sending a friend.
What?
I don't know. It's got,
is he shooting something?
I don't know. The text got weirder and weirder. But anyway, let's proceed.
Unwatchables or whatever that's
That's undateable. Yeah, Brian made a funny joke about the name.
All right. Well,
so we'll proceed without Chris.
So anyway, yeah. So hippos, I think, kill more people in Africa than any other animal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, someone's... have a seat.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How are you guys?
We're good, man.
This is...
it's pretty cool.
Okay, I think I need to explain to the audience what's happening here.
You can explain it.
This is awesome.
Oh, my God.
I'm
okay.
Brian. How are you?
Hey, sir.
How are you?
Hey, welcome. How you doing? I'm Will. How are you? We're friends of Chris's.
Down there.
I guess Chris sent you?
Chris sent me.
Okay, let me just... this is the weirdest thing in the world. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, Liam Neeson just walked into our little basement studio and sat down. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. This is unbelievable.
World? Yeah.
I'm really happy to be here. Chris had told me to cover for him. So.
Really?
We didn't know that you knew Chris.
Yeah, how do you know Chris D'Elia?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
How do you know Chris?
We've been working together for quite some time.
On what?
Just odd jobs. Just
odd job. Well, let me just say, I'm a big fan of all your movies. Brian and I are big fans.
Yeah,
I guess.
Man. You are a tall man, by the way.
Yeah, you're.
I got actually.
I thought
scared
I never
when
thought
you
would
in.
Be like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, when you walked in, I got actually afraid. I was like, "Who's this guy?" And then I was like, "Oh, well, that's Liam Neeson."
I've got to tell you, I'm peaceful. I'm a peaceful man.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, thank God.
Hey, it's a peaceful podcast, you know?
A lot of characters that
yeah.
You know, rough guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Your career's actually gotten even better as you've gotten older.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, far be it for me to say this, but, you know, you're a pretty good looking guy, too, the older you get.
Oh,
I mean,
no doubt.
Yeah, you know.
Dude, I'm friends with...
You got that George Clooney thing.
Yeah, I'm friends with Joe Carnahan, who did The Gray, and Frank Grillo.
Of course.
Yeah.
I know them. I know them both.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you were with them for a long
worked
time.
With,
yeah.
Worked with them for a long
time. How do you know Joe? Did you meet Joe?
I met... here in L.A., you know, I've met so many different people. I just can't remember.
I bet you would. I guess you would in the business. But, yeah, but hey, what was it like? What was it? I got to ask. And please, this is just, this is a lifetime, once in a lifetime opportunity. I have to ask. What was it like working with George Lucas?
George is a very particular man. He's a very good guy.
I imagine, yeah.
His beard, I love. I remember when we first started filming, we were talking about his beard. And
you were talking about his beard?
I was telling him I could never really grow one.
Oh, you can't grow a beard. Did you come from set? You look like you're already...
I've been working very hard.
I've seen you with beards in movies.
I've had beards, but those were all prosthetic beards.
Oh, wow. That's a real commitment to your craft.
Believe it or not, yeah.
Well, let me ask you.
I would.
He's not losing any of his hair, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Your hair looks very thick.
Now that is all real.
Yeah.
That's all real hair.
It's much bigger than I thought it would be. It's very large head of hair.
I'm just blown away that you're here, and I'm blown away that you're doing the 10-minute podcast.
I'm Liam Neeson. Yeah,
yeah, we know. That's amazing. Yeah, yeah. This is amazing. What are you doing in L.A. right now, though? Do you have a house here?
I don't have a house, but I'm shooting a movie.
I'm waiting for Chris to come around the corner. You know?
Right? Yeah, me too. What's the movie? What's the movie called?
There's no Chris here.
Yeah, no. Well, no.
The movie is called A Home Is Not a Home.
You're sweating there. Yeah. You want to get him? Do you want some water or something?
Oh, here, just take this. Hey. Oh, you're it.
Do you guys remember the part in Taken where I was like, tell him you have a particular set of skills.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, you some say, of, yeah, some you of say your, I have a particular set of skills.
You have something on your hand, it looks like.
This part here.
When you wiped on your head.
Is makeup.
Oh, you have makeup on your
this
face.
This is makeup.
You came from set. That's what this it looks like. You're wearing
from,
a lot of makeup. Yeah.
Home Is Not a Home.
Is that the what you're doing now?
It's from A Home Is Not a Home.
So what happens in Home Is Not a Home? Like, who else is in it?
I show up. Me and Tom Sizemore.
Tom Sizemore? He's still working?
Tom Sizemore is he's really?
Tom Sizemore.
Huh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He's is he sober?
Yes. It's been a long shoot.
Yeah.
Long, trying shoot. But
you have a lot of
the two of us basically.
Yeah. What happens?
Save this woman, and we tell her when she's down and out. We tell her.
Right,
something's going on with your ear.
Don't worry. Excuse me.
Your ear's peeling there.
Don't worry because
it looks a little weirder now.
Particular set of skills.
Are you okay?
Your
ear looks a little
ear?
Weird. No, Brian, don't touch his head.
Well, no. What is?
Okay, your ear is. I'm sorry, sir. Your ear is. It looks to be almost off.
So
is that a?
This is.
Is that a prosthetic?
Is that from the?
This.
Oh, it's from the movie.
This ear is.
Do you want to just?
It's very hot in here.
Yeah,
it's not that hot. Do you want to
agree on that?
I guess we'll have to.
We have to agree on that.
Whoa, there it goes.
Oh, and it's off. Your ear is off.
Your ear just fell off.
Okay, that's pretty weird. Your ear.
Why are you wearing a fake ear?
Why do you have a fake ear?
Are you wearing
in the movie?
He has a lot of. Can I say something? Can I say something really weird?
Right in front of your ear, you're peeling there.
And also, you have a lot of.
I need a. Can I have a napkin?
Yeah. Here, there's a napkin over there.
Thank you very much for this napkin.
You're peeling up there too. What's? Are you wearing a?
I have a wig on.
Oh yeah. Okay, it's a wig.
But this.
You're wearing a wig.
Okay, wait. Let me ask. Can I ask you a question in all seriousness? Why would Liam Neeson be in a movie where he's wearing
a fake ear and
an ear and a wig that would look like Liam Neeson's wig, hair and ear.
Why are you wearing?
You're not letting me.
Your eyebrow just came off. Your eyebrow just came off. Do you want to take that eyebrow?
The home is not a home. Here, let me help.
Get his eyebrow, Brian.
There you go.
Oh man,
that's a fake eyebrow.
All right. Well,
what do you?
You've got my eyebrow. Great.
Yeah, but you've got.
What's going on with the?
Why? I'm going to give it just this.
The movie is about.
Face is peeling.
Hey, your face is peeling, man.
The movie is about.
What movie? What's the movie called? Who's the director? Who's the director of the movie? If you're Neil.
The guy who did Traffic.
What's his name?
Okay, that's.
Hey,
it.
Man.
Give
hold on.
Get this guy.
Get off me.
Get off.
What the fuck? Come on, man.
That's not even.
That's fucking bullshit, dude.
Chris, you came in wearing a fucking Liam Neeson mask,
dude. How much did that fucking cost you, dude?
Oh, my God. Look at you. You're so
full of shame.
Some of the
best prosthetic makeup I've ever seen.
Relax, dude. Relax.
Relax what?
You mean relax, you fucking asshole.
Look us in the eye, bro.
Man,
why did you pretend to be Liam Neeson?
What are you doing?
That's so weird.
Look us in the eye.
I don't, man, it's like, whatever, dude.
What do you mean, whatever?
What do you mean?
I'm just like trying to.
You must have had an Academy Award winning makeup artist put on prosthetic makeup to look like.
That's 8 hours of makeup.
How much did that cost?
It costs a lot of money.
How much?
How much?
$3,500.
Jeez. What? Dude, just to come in here and pretend to be. Why don't you just do a voice like we normally do?
And with the shoes and the outfit.
Hold on. Are you using this? Did you use this makeup to pick up girls?
No.
Are you banging girls pretending to be Liam Neeson?
No, but when I talk like this, you could be like, oh, that's...
Yeah, well, that would at least be something. I don't know, would you come in here dressed like Liam Neeson?
I'm sorry, guys. I was trying to, you know, it's like you guys, I don't know, you guys like me, right? You guys like me, so it's
Chris,
like, whatever.
You got problems. Yeah, I like you.
So when I come in here, when you guys are all starstruck and you always pretend, oh, yeah, I'm not that big of a star, and then I come in, I'm Liam Neeson.
We don't pretend
the
that.
The tables turn.
You
and
wanted
all of
to
a sudden,
feel how, you wanted to how feel famous Liam Neeson is.
Oh, my God.
That
how long
is
have
so
you been
weird.
Wearing that makeup, bro? Because it peeled off, and it takes a long time
and
to peel
stinks.
Off.
It's been since lunch. Sunday I had it on.
Sunday?
Oh, my God. That's so bad for your skin. That's why you smell bad. You stink.
Well, I look like Liam Neeson when it's on.
I know.
Yeah,
but
that's just crazy to do
Sunday?
That. I don't understand why you do that. Just to come here and... It's just weird.
Look up at us. Stop looking down. Look up at us.
I got a gun, too.
What? Why? Why? Look, don't kill people as Liam Neeson and frame them.
Is that? Have you been...
I got a gun.
All right. Buddy time.
Yeah.
It's pal time.
It is.
Pal time with the pals.
Or however many different ways you want to say that.
What is a friendship to you?
What?
Some podcasts
are friendship. Can't you hear the music, man?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about the music.
Oh.
Friendship. You know, it's weird. You know what bugs me? It bugs me when I talk during your song. It bothers me that
too loud.
It bothers you
too loud.
When
in the
I talk.
Cars get mad. People in the cars get mad.
People with headsets, people in cars, people out of cars, all people getting mad because Brian's shouting over a song that's already pretty loud.
Up.
Almost said sound instead of song, which is not a word. So, to sound. I think I was saying sounds and thought song and went sound.
Yeah,
which is a Korean word for song.
Yeah,
hey, welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast. Buy things on Amazon. You go to 10minutepodcast.com. You hit our banner. We don't get your money. We get a kickback from them. You get your things for your money.
Oh, all right.
My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I am Chris D'Elia. What?
Get off your phone,
That? What's the like?
No, but what do you mean?
You were like, and I'm Morley Safer. All this and Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes.
But
you don't
whenever
have to
the guy who goes last has to be like...
That's kind of what I was going at.
You know?
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm Will Sasso, I'm Brian Callen, and I am Chris D'Elia. And then room.
So you're putting a period
and a room?
And then, you know...
Moving on, like,
and then we go into it.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Hey,
because you've elected me to be the, like... I don't say anchor, but the...
No.
Just because you go last in this thing doesn't mean that it's not just three guys.
I know.
We didn't have an election here.
Right. I know.
Okay.
So. All right.
Good then.
And I'm
yeah.
Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, but you sound
and then
like...
let's start.
Yeah.
Right. So let's start.
Here at the Freeway 57 overpass, I'm Chris D'Elia.
Right. But that's not what it is because I'm not on location. It's just the three of us.
Back
you
to
go,
Ned and,
you
and,
go.
And Jan in the studio. I'm...
Right.
Yeah.
But it's...
That's
it's,
too long.
Do you know that you'll be a weatherman eventually, I think, as you get older. Not to be... No, you have the hair for it.
No,
you have the
doesn't.
Height for
Can
it.
Can I ask you a question?
You have the... Not the...
Can
you
I ask
the,
a question?
The makeup for it. Like,
Can I ask a
you
question?
Think about the weather and chocolate.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is it because... And I don't... I'm going to come off sounding a little bit annoying and shitty. Mm. But I don't mean
Thanks
to.
Thanks for prefacing
okay?
that.
Is it because I make it rain?
Oh, dude.
Oh, see what he did to you, Brian?
Yeah. This is the
guy. See, so don't do that to Chris because he'll just come back with that bullshit.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, if we were on the East Coast, I could punch him in his face and I'd be justified, wouldn't I?
You
could
do that
in LA. Only in West Coast can I do it.
Why can't you do it on the West Coast?
Because it's just he's like made of jelly and paper, and then I hit him, everything falls apart.
No.
Right?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
He's West Coast guy.
No, not West Coast.
Don't call him.
But
Brian's been taking a call on Chris.
This,
West Coast con.
This is why I
but
think
he's West Coast con.
This is what different. So different. This is why I think that
you're soft con.
This is why I
Stop
think that
breathing out the c word.
The thing is that you're picking up on something that we actually had some positive shit going on. I know you like to be negative. But Will and I...
Yeah, we were talking.
We're talking earlier.
And yeah. we were just like...
Will was saying...
We were hanging out because Brian was a little bit late. Hmm. And I was like, hey, Chris, you want some coffee? And he was like, right. Yeah. And then like, he's like, hey, Will, you want some milk for your coffee? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, it's like we're roommates. And Chris was like, yeah. And then we're thinking like, how cool would that be if we were roommates?
Right.
Like for real.
Yeah. Right.
And I know like I have my own... I have a home. Chris has a home. And you know we have our separate lives and we're buddies and we do things. But like we were thinking about it before you got here. Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can say it'd certainly be fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Here's the thing. It would be way more fun.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
So you guys are thinking about moving in together?
It'd be way more fun. Be way safer.
Be way safer.
Yeah.
Two guys in the house.
Two guys, two men.
Yeah.
True.
Two men.
Two men over 6 feet.
Yeah. Two men over 6 feet. It's also...
Not 5'11". Not...
Yeah. And so no, that's safe. That. I think the taller you get, the safer you get.
Yeah,
the safer everyone around you is.
With shoes on, I'm an easy.
But like, I kind of like, I know I've been living alone for a long time. Chris has been living alone for a long time.
Yeah,
and I kind of look back like on my 20s and I was like living alone for most of it.
Yeah.
And I never cashed in on any of the good times, you know?
Yeah.
We get together, we have a good time doing the podcast. I think it would be a real good time.
To move in together?
Yeah.
So the thing is we're not going to buy a new house.
No.
I'm either going to move in here or he's going to move
place. We're going to do like a rock, paper, scissors thing.
Figure it out.
Guys are moving in again.
And so when the three of us all here move in,
we would be just really fucking
just
cool.
Just fucking crazy like Weekend at Bernie's shit, only we can all see.
No, nobody's dead.
No one's dead.
No, three guys. I know. I would love to do that.
Great.
Oh, great. Cool.
So
I'm married with two kids, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was thinking maybe if we pooled our money, Chris and I sell our houses, get an even bigger house we do that, or we just rent out one of the houses, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever you guys want to do, you can do.
Yeah.
Because I
was just
part
thinking,
of that. I got kids and a wife.
Oh, cool.
What do you mean? Yeah.
What am I going to do, leave my kids and wife?
Well, no.
I mean, what do
you mean?
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying get divorced. You don't have to get divorced or whatever.
But like, think about us for a second.
I can't move out of my house because I'd love to do
there's no
obligations, but I can't do
there's
it.
I guess I'm
dismayed. Can I say something to Chris without you like necessarily listening right now?
just try not to listen.
That's so ridiculous. What do you want
just
me to do?
I just want to
cover my ears.
Dude, he's like kind of.
I can hear your
idea. So. I know you can't.
I'm not shitting on your idea. I'm just
talking to Chris.
Yeah,
I'm talking to my roomie.
I'm right here, so I can't.
I know, but you're not a part of the roomie thing yet because you're kind of putting the kibosh on
If you were hold on one second.
If you were a part of
the roommate thing, then you could probably chime in on this.
Oh, my God.
So do you want to be part of the roomie thing for this, just this one part, just so you could chime in on this?
Because I'll talk directly to you if you are.
You can
go back to being a pussy.
You can go back to being not
being a pussy. I'm married with kids.
Well,
I can't
here's
leave
the thing:
my wife.
When you're talking, and I want to be very clear about this: when you're talking right now, and you're not our roomie, I'm literally hearing. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Do you want to be our roommate so maybe I can understand you for at least a little bit?
Yeah.
Do you want to maybe just?
I'll be your temporary roommate.
Okay, just be the roommate for this part.
This part so I can hear.
I'll be your roommate.
I was saying something to Chris, but you can listen in on it, Brian.
Right. What?
Is he being a shit?
He's being a little bit of a shit,
guys.
Yeah, dude, we gotta have a roommate meeting.
Okay, here, hey, it's your roommate.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Guys, here's the thing. I would really like to live with you, and this is really fun.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I have a wife and kids.
So you're moving out.
Do you like
the? And I'm gonna stay with them because my kids.
So you're moving, Matt. You're moving out.
You're moving out, bro?
I'm moving
out
with no hard feelings, but I don't think that you should hold that against me because I have obligations.
Do you like the Lakers and beer?
Not really.
And I'm not trying to put the kibosh on your shit like you're trying to put it on our shit. But what I'm saying
is... Can I borrow your shorts, bro?
You wouldn't...
Can we just wait on the hanging stuff, though, Will?
Sorry.
Because that's...
Yeah.
There's actually no shorts even around here for
real. I'm just trying to do some roommate stuff.
And look, I get it. I think that's going to be really fun.
You want to grill
some pass the chips, but
right.
I know you guys are.
Yeah, I bought 36 chicken breasts from Costco. You guys want some chicken breasts?
I would love that. But
I bought 36 of them.
Really?
That's so many.
That's actually a lot.
Well, there's three of us.
Are we gonna have a chicken breast?
That'd be a good
party,
idea.
Or what are we gonna do?
Well, I got.
I'm not. I have a fam. My mom and dad and my brother, and I don't live with them.
Chris, it's so different.
So what
when
I'm
you have
saying is, what you're doing is kind of like on the bitch tip.
No, I have wife and kids, and I'm just
so we've all had families.
Okay, so those are the
different.
All right, so those are the negatives. Let's make a list. Okay, here are the positives. Here's the things Chris and I were thinking. It would be safe. A. Much more chicken. B. C. It would be awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Guys,
D,
I want to leave my wife.
Hold on.
And
I'm not
kids.
Done with
I do
my list.
Do this.
D. We can borrow each other's clothes, shorts.
I want to do it.
You want to do it?
It's just that I want to so badly.
Yeah.
And I will. It's just that I need to figure out what to do with them.
Well, if she did something that was grounds for divorce, I mean, you could divorce her. Yeah. Then
yes.
You could move in.
Yes. With
her.
Against,
you on board with that?
Yes, I'm on board with that.
Against the church or something.
Yes. Like, yeah. Yes.
And against the marriage.
Right. Uh-huh. The sanctity of
marriage.
It would have to be something more than fucking up the dinner. You know,
I'm racking my brains here.
I mean, we'd have so much fun as a group.
Oh, man. It would be awesome. We should
buy a big house.
Chicken, a big house.
Oh, fucking. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, let's take what your wife is good at. First comes to mind, she's beautiful, right?
Beautiful girl. So beautiful.
You know what? If one of us caught somebody just, you know, if she was cheating on it, you know,
cheating on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, how would that happen?
Well, you could probably set it up.
Yeah. You could.
Yeah. With who? Think.
Okay.
Think. Wait, I mean, I get jealous of this stuff. This is going to make me crazy.
I got it. Chris, what if you went to Brian's house and you saw Brian's wife engaged in a sexual act with me?
Yeah.
Huh?
And I was like, while you're in her mouth, I'll get her.
He's on the other side.
In the back.
And so there's two witnesses.
This way we're both witnessing each other. And we're both witnessing each other. And I'm at one end and I'm just pounding.
Right, and I'm going for it. Hey, guys. And then that way we just say to the marriage police.
No, hold on.
And then be our roommate.
Is this your way of getting a threesome going on?
No. We want to be roommates.
No, I got chicken.
We just want to share chicken and shorts, man. Don't make it all about you. We like your work.
I don't know why we keep having her.
I don't know either. I'm not looking forward to it.
It's just very weird and
disgusting.
Like it. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to
10-Minute Podcast. Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast.
Yeah.
My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Chris D'Elia.
Yes.
We're not in a good mood.
I don't know how it keeps happening, to be totally honest.
Me neither,
because I remember, before we get into you, ma'am, I remember saying no, and I remember us agreeing no.
Yeah.
And I remember Brian saying, yes, no, we will not use her.
Right.
And that's actually the last thing I remember. And then when
Brian
we're here,
kind of screwed us over because here she is.
It's on the books. No, it's on the books.
Yep.
And here she is.
Very hairy.
Mary Stuart.
Hello.
Mary Stuart Foley. Here she is. Welcome, Mary Stuart Foley, return guest. She's been here before to creep us out and make us puke. And she's a book reviewer, but moreover, she's...
She's developing a whole new sort of personality here.
I have something I'm very excited about.
Yeah, you've written books, you've reviewed books.
Well,
You make us cringe with your tales of torrid and sordid affairs.
Now that you've come out on our podcast, people know you in a much different light.
I'm very happy that this...
The fart tube was very popular. Yes.
Right.
Well, I'm very excited because for the most part, I have to say that there's a new application. There is a new application on my computer that I seem to be addicted to. I will admit to addiction. It's on my phone as well.
Yeah. And your computer, you call it a computer.
Is that British?
It's a small phone, isn't it? It's a small phone.
Yeah, they're all small phones. Yeah.
They're all small computers.
Oh, it's a
you
small
mean
computer.
To say it's a small computer.
But this new thing called Tinder, I have to say.
What about it?
Well, it's new
Tinder.
Thing.
You know what Tinder is?
I know what it is. You're on Tinder?
Yes.
Tinder is an app. We should explain. Not okay, so it's an app where you go and you basically swipe left for no and swipe right for yes.
Right.
And if you like somebody and they like you, it's a match.
It's
and
my,
you meet
and it gives
up.
My name. My name gives on Tinder. Tinder is
Twinder.
Anything you'd like.
Okay, well,
your name
is Mary Stuart because you have to have your name, but I get you're doing a cute thing,
anything you'd like.
Right.
So Tinder is a thing
that's what it says in your bio. I can see that's your bio.
All are welcome.
That's your bio.
All are welcome.
You know, this actually, before, I'm not even sure I want to hear about what you've been doing with Tinder, but before you get into that, I want to discuss this because I think this is heading in the wrong direction. You know, I've talked to... Some, you know, I have nieces and nephews that talk to young people about the influence of Facebook and how it's just messing everything up. And these Google glasses soon, you'll be walking down the street and facial recognition technology, you'll be able to just tell someone walking down the street like, hey, why don't you dump your girlfriend? Why don't you dump your boyfriend? Why don't you come with me? The world is devolving. And now with this latest one, it's getting completely out of control to where It's just, it's an online fuckfest, isn't it? Well, it gives your geographical location. More than
that. I don't understand, though. But let me tell you something. Mary Stewart, there's girls on here that are on this thing that are that don't want sex. They just want to find somebody,
very
which is...
boring. Very boring.
Well, that's my whole gripe with them, where it's like, this is obviously for sex.
You can do anything you'd like to me. I like when someone comes in. I had a gentleman, an Italian gentleman.
Okay, well, so you've met guys off Tinder.
Wonderful. Yes, and, he bit me. He bit me and he smacked me. Kicked me.
How were you? How is that an option on
it's
Tinder?
It's not an option.
It's not an option. I like to entertain them, and of course, I tell them anything you'd like.
Okay, so you meet them. Where did you meet up with this guy? Like, where do you meet him? At his house?
No, he comes. He comes to my. I have rented a small flat, and I have a. If you want to see this new picture, I'm very proud of.
Is this your? Oh, what? Where are you?
That's your house.
What is that? No, Chris, like you got to see what this is, though.
Look. I'm very proud of that contraption.
Is that a bag?
What is that?
Yes, it's a bag. It's a burlap sack that I placed.
I can't even tell what I'm looking at.
I'll tell you what you're looking at. She's in it, and her legs, and then her crotchal and rear areas are protruding.
You
can't see my
face. Yeah, I know. It looks like hay.
No. You know what that actually looks like? It actually looks like a stuffed turkey.
Yeah, it looks. I was going to say it looks like a chicken has dirty hay coming out of its crevice.
I had a man come in with boots.
Is that your? Are those your? I don't mean to be crude because that can't possibly be true. Are those your private parts?
Yes, it looks like
that's disgusting.
It looks like a baboon after.
And where's your head? I don't even get it.
Her
head's
in the bag.
She's hanging. My head was bound by leather.
Okay, all right.
And
this
gentleman.
Okay, so all right. So we know the end of the movie. We know the end. All right, we know the end of the movie.
I had a man come in.
Pulp Fiction.
I had a man come in.
Now go back to the beginning.
Scream in my ear. He gave me damage. He screamed.
He just screamed?
Yes, he screamed in
now,
my ear.
And then you had sex?
Yes. No, he
no?
screamed
you didn't?
In my ear. And I've actually caused damage in my right ear.
How do you...
Yes. All right.
Then so you enjoyed that?
And is it a sexual
my
thing?
Eardrum, and then he left.
And it's sexual?
Yes.
You get aroused, but you don't have sex.
I had another man come in and spit in my mouth. A group
What?
A group of migrants.
Can I
don't use that word.
Excuse me. Definitely don't say migrants.
Migrants.
Okay, can I ask you?
Can we rewind
Can we rewind this a little bit?
Them handsomely.
Okay.
Well, another man took boots to
them. Yeah. Why are you paying them?
Why are you paying them?
Because
it's a mutual thing.
Migrants. They're superstitious.
But you met them on Tinder.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, Mary Stewart. Please, how do you get this on the same page as these gentlemen?
Well, you've got to be very adventurous. And the way you do it at first is you post a picture of a young lady like this. You see this?
Yeah.
Yes. And when they arrive at the door and they realize it's me.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Dusky old bookworm. Some of them grow very angry.
Yeah.
And what
they
I like
grow
to do
angry,
is
huh?
I like to poke at them and agitate them and dare them.
Okay, let me ask you a question I don't want to know the answer to.
Man twisted my nipples so.
Okay. So what? Don't say so. You have an ability to sound like an old British novelist because that's what you are.
Why don't you?
But you use that language to describe these disgusting sex acts, and it's just awful.
Cram that big hand.
Oh, see, there's some more words I don't want to hear coming up.
Cram your hand.
Oh, get your asshole out of my face. Put your dress down.
What do you mean, why? What
put
do you
your
mean,
dress
why?
Down.
You'd like to put me in the sack.
Get your chewed brown
bubblegum
hoop
Will.
Out of my face.
Will. You're playing her game?
Daddy.
You're playing her game.
She's probably very satisfied. How many guys have you met off Tinder?
Don't know. I've lost track, actually.
A lot,
A group of men, boys, a hockey team.
A hockey team? So
what did they do?
A hockey team. They used their sticks on me. They played me like a puck.
They just... smashed you around with wooden sticks.
Sticks to my rump and my cunt and my
don't say.
Do you have? Oh God.
My tits.
My
tits. Oh. My mouth. They crammed
you
my
love
mouth.
It.
They crammed my mouth full of rubber puck.
You really like it?
Fucked and pulled and cheered at me. They jeered me. They fucked.
They jeered you?
They pulled. They
don't get turned on here. This is terrible.
I have
those young bucks.
And what did they do? Like, fuck
angry
you?
Angry young bucks.
Did they fuck
me? They kick fucked me.
Okay.
They kick fucked you.
Chris, why'd you ask? Oh, man.
Just, it's so curious.
Let me ask you. Okay, look, I don't even know why I'm trying, but I want to try to drag this back into a conversation that could at least be a little socially relevant.
Why?
Well, because I'm curious about this. You know, Chris is on TV, right. And I'm in that, and Brian, we're all in show business. Right? And Brian, you know,
cram my rectum with
you. We can't, you know,
that sounds so uncomfortable.
Why? It's so gross. People in the business can't, you know, go on this sort of thing, and I'm happy. You know, people are in our business are like, oh, you guys are a bunch of degenerates anyway. And it's like, right. No, well, at least we're not on Tinder like you regular people. What's happening to the world is what I'm saying.
Right.
And out of this fog, out of this quagmire of shit, I'm wondering, I'm betting, just like other parts of the internet, are people meeting up and falling in love? Have you met anybody that you like?
I met a wonderful man, a Turk. A strong Turk.
Of course, it's a dark
and how did you
man
meet
with a musky smell.
I knew he was a dangerous man. He wrapped my neck in a choker and then
he drove
a plastic tube up my rump and ran a bunch of rats.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
That's so unhealthy.
That's fucked up. Terrible. That's fucked up, lady.
I don't want to have her here anymore.
Me neither. Don't ever come back. And hey, everybody, stay off of Tinder.
I need a colostomy bag.
It's a problem.
I shit into a bag.
Stop. What?
I shit.
If you show me your hoop one more time, I'm going to boot it. You know what? There you go. Take it.
Don't play her game.
I got so upset that I kicked her in the rump.
Stupid round.
I'm not gonna
spit in her
get
mouth.
Get it out of my face.
Spit in her mouth.
You wouldn't dare. You wouldn't dare.
Oh, gross.
Oh, she just opened it. She just opened it.
Get out of here.
You still have hay in your ass. You still have hay. Hay is in your ass.
Oh,
ew, don't do that
don't
anymore.
Don't like it.
Do you like it too?
It's fucking hot in here.
No, it's not. It's
200 motherfucking episodes.
Yeah, calm down, man.
It's not hot.
Let's get some fucking drums, baby.
Calm down, man.
All right. Right.
Yes, baby.
All right, dude. All right. Hey, welcome to the 200th episode of 10 Minute Podcast. You buy Amazon things, you go to 10minutepodcast.com. And then you buy it through Amazon banner. We get kicked.
Just
you know
buy
how that
some shit so we can fucking get some money.
Yeah, we'll keep this going for free for you. My name is Will Sasso.
Ain't nothing free in this life, motherfucker.
Hey.
Brian Kid Callen is in the house.
Why do you...
Hey, I'm Chris D'Elia. Why are you just chill, dude?
You sound like you're doing a shitty impersonation of Tommy Davidson or something.
Right?
What are you doing?
I love that guy. Where the fuck is Tommy Davidson when you fucking need him? That's who we got to get on this podcast.
I would love to have
had
Tommy
a
Davidson.
We never had a guest.
We don't have
a guest.
I know,
man. Why not?
What do you mean?
Hey,
you know?
Here's what we're going to do. A little something special for you guys. Last year or whatever, we did the 100th episode. Brian's going to die. And we did an 11-minute episode, you know, to celebrate that number one.
You got a towel?
What the fuck are you doing, dude? Why are you sweating
As a
so
special
much?
Thing, we're going to do a 12-minute podcast.
12-minute podcast, motherfucker!
Okay, that's why you were hot. You were wearing a very heavy sweater.
Yeah.
I got this fucking hat on, man.
And, gee whiz.
Whoa.
Hey, what the fuck's up with your head?
What happened? I lead with my forehead, motherfuckers.
Dude,
they
you got like
a,
why are you, why is he fucking nuts?
Calm down.
They threw me in a fucking ring, and they were betting on the fucking kid, and I fucking was like, bah, bah, bah. I didn't hit.
Did
I
you fight someone?
Fight somebody. I got the shit kicked out of me.
Dude, you
have
a...
My boy some money.
Brian, slow down. Slow down.
Yeah. You have a knot on your head the size of balls.
Hold on. What are you talking about? When did it start?
Look at that tattoo, you motherfucker.
What? Oh, he's got a fucking
tattoo. You have a big tattoo.
It's of a raven.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, it's a black bird.
It's a black bird
what
from a black man who is my fucking lord.
Okay.
Well, no.
Wait a minute. What? What are you talking about? What guy?
I'll be honest with you, motherfuckers. Can I be honest? Let me be honest. Can I be honest?
Are you?
Yes. Can I be honest with my boys?
Yeah.
Hit me up. Touch me.
Just touch
me. I'm going to be honest because I don't like to lie.
Okay.
Okay.
Sudan is in town.
Oh, no.
I know,
this.
Man.
Not
and I
this.
Try to resist him, but he's got those fucking hands, and I owe him money.
Big hands.
The dude kicked me around.
Yeah, big Sudanese
he kicked me
hands.
Around. They fucking held me down. They used right. fucking. They melted tires.
Okay.
They melted tires, and they fucking did right, that rave
Brian,
on my back.
What are you?
That's tire. Yeah, that's melted tire.
It's not good for you, bro.
Yeah, obviously you've done a lot. What are you on right now, dude?
I don't have. I got no idea. What they just put it out there, man. We were fucking shaving shit off a brick. I went crazy, and then I got tossed around like a fucking rag doll.
All right, wait.
You want to talk about athletic? And
so
big?
Why did you do
these
this?
These motherfuckers okay. do what they want when, and then they threw me in a ring and I had to fight dudes.
Can I tell you something?
I got the shit kicked out. All
right, I'm already pissed off. This is the 200th really episode. He's got a contusion on his head. He's got a big knot. Oh, his nose is bleeding now because he's on coke. Okay. So let me say a few things. First of all, this was going to be a celebration.
We said celebration,
and Brian's been celebrating a little bit early. Number two, if you're curious as to where this behavior comes from, go back into the 10-minute podcast annals and listen to Angry Butt Licker, the Angry Butt Licker episode. Yeah. Brian breaks down this relationship he has with Sudanese friends. Yeah. And lastly, I want to say, Brian, this is no way to treat yourself and to put out.
I want
to. You can't set this example. You can't set this example for kids that are listening.
Look at what
you're
this
high
motherfucker
on cocaine.
Made me wear around the fucking
joke. What is that, a rope diaper?
Yes!
What is that thing?
You know how much this hurts, bro?
Yeah, dude, it obviously hurts. It's all red and purple and shit.
I know. He's a damn.
It's cinching it. You can't do that. Undo that.
You
undo
tell him
that.
To undo it.
Where is he?
He owns me.
He's not around here.
Until I pay him back. He owns me.
Pay him back for what?
Until I pay him back.
Pay him back for what?
I got myself in debt.
Okay.
All right, Brian, calm. Okay.
Just calm down. Just put your hands down.
Stop.
Let me tell you the viewers. Let me tell you the
viewers?
Listeners. Mm-hmm. Brian has had his hands above his head the whole time so far.
Yeah. Aside from
like on a roller coaster, like they've been up above his head.
They've been above his head minus the time he used his hands to expose himself to
take his dick out.
He's very hard right now. He's very high. And we're very, very concerned.
Yeah, and put your hands down,
bro. I feel so fucking good. Listen, I owe some money. I'm gonna tell you something that I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay.
I gotta give him my kidney. Listen, I know.
That's not something you just glass over.
It's gonna teach
like that.
Me a lesson, though. It's gonna teach me a lesson to stay clean. And when Sudan's in town, I'm not gonna walk up that long flight of stairs. He lives way the fuck up these stairs.
Where?
And then near Highland. I go in there and my heart starts beating, and then the next thing I know, I'm doing crazy shit, man.
Well, I was going to get into, like, what were your favorite episodes over the past 100
episodes?
Yeah, 200 episodes,
great. But now let me tell you something. You're really selfish, and you ruin it, dude.
Yeah.
You ruin the 200th episode because we were going to have, like, a nostalgic thing like that.
Right.
Because of your serious coke problem.
Maybe we could have run some. It would have been fun to run some clips of you farting or something.
Oh, your tooth is coming out.
I know. He hit me so fucking hard.
Oh, dude.
Is this like a sexual thing?
Look what he made me wear inside here.
Oh, he's got
that's
what
a
is
plug,
that?
A butt plug.
Oh, he's got a big.
He owns me.
With a tail on it.
I haven't shat today.
You look like a donkey with a rope diaper.
I haven't shat to do that.
Brian. We can't do. Look, all right. You know, here's the thing. We do this podcast. We come together. We're three busy guys. Yeah. We got a lot to do. And it would be nice to see this 10-minute podcast through to 300 episodes. But we can't do that.
No, we can't do it.
If you're dead.
I'm going to stop.
All right.
That's what everyone says.
Has this Sudanese guy fucked you?
Has he? Are you kidding?
He fucked you, right?
If you listen to that last episode, I'm telling you, you'll be writing
cards and letters
to Brian. Why do you keep going
back with this guy?
Because I'm
don't say anything negative about yourself.
Charming as fuck.
Okay, that's kind of positive about someone else.
He's got such a deep voice, and he's got these hands, and I don't have any fucking choice.
Maybe you're just gay, you know?
No, I'm not gay. Hey!
I don't mean to be offensive.
No!
What's wrong with
that? Tell him nothing.
Brian, first of all.
Happily married.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
But this is all your deal. You're getting angry at Chris because it's exposing something that's true.
Yeah. I mean,
you are a gay man.
Say, what am I
supposed
to do?
Staring at me, man. Your eyes are burning into my face right
now.
Take your eyes.
You're vilifying
Chris. Take your judging eyes and get the fuck out of my face.
I'm really
care
for you.
I apologize to everybody who has to listen to this as a special episode.
I'm going
to
give him my kidney, and then I'm never doing these drugs again.
All right. Well, you've said that before.
Yeah.
This time, I mean it. Judgy eyes.
He's not even looking at
judgy
you.
Eyes.
Casting his eyes upon
I'll
me.
I'll tell
bro.
You what. I'll tell you what. We've done 200 of these episodes,
Burning
and I
me.
Would say roughly 5% of them, you are high as Hey.
Yeah.
That's fuck 10, you. You don't know.
10 episodes. Yeah.
10 years.
I'd say more.
Oh, you're a mathematician. You're a mathematician.
All right,
now.
Got dude.
His arms out. 5%?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not 4.2%?
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
we're
just kind of rounding.
Your face is so red.
He keeps judging me with
I'm
his
not
his
judging.
Your eyes are burning
Brian,
my face.
Where is he supposed
Brian,
to look?
Put your arms I'm down.
Put your arms down,
pull this
down,
plug
dude.
Out right now
don't,
and
hey.
Cause a fucking
no,
deluge.
Don't you do that.
I'll cause a deluge.
All right, Brian, here's what we need you to do.
That's amazing. You're
this,
high and you use big words
look,
like that.
200 is a big, it's a chapter turning. It's a page. It's a page in the history of the podcast and the history of your life.
Yeah.
Now, I need you to make an affirmation. I need you to make a positive choice for yourself with us as your friends, as witnesses, and your entire audience
yeah.
as witnesses
yeah.
to move on from this.
Okay.
You got a clean slate.
I'm going to be
tomorrow
honest.
Tomorrow
this
it's 201.
This is a long podcast.
No.
It's 12 fucking minutes.
I'm going to show you what's behind this butt plug is what
it.
I'm going to do.
No, don't.
How much time we got?
There's going to be some compacted black shit with
more
semen in it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. How much time do we have, actually?
We literally have, hold on.
Don't, Brian, do not.
We have like 3 minutes left.
Okay, Brian,
that's
do
a
not,
long
please,
time, man.
Please don't take your fucking butt,
I'm
your
gonna
plug
do
thing
it.
Out with that tail.
Don't it's, do it.
It goes a long way.
No, I'll tell you, it will go a long way, and it'll smell really bad, and we'll get shit all over us. Please don't do it.
You don't know me, bro.
That has nothing to do with what he said.
You don't know me, man.
It doesn't matter. You're
he
just...
made me eat salad. My shit is cleaned out.
All right.
Well,
why
did
he make
salad.
You eat salad?
That's a
because
very weird thing
you
got to do.
Have a clean mud whistle, jick fuck.
Jick
fuck?
Jick
fuck? You're really, really drunk and high.
Ow.
Yeah, the coke is wearing off, and now you're just drunk.
Yeah, you're jick fuck.
Jick fuck. Wait, let him go, Chris. Let him cry.
All right, he's
got to
burn out, right?
Let him, yeah. Let him crash.
Burning out. Let him cry. I'm
okay.
Can I just... You have... There's some shit on your face. You have shit on your face.
There it is.
Yeah. Okay. There's
no,
more.
Right. You smeared it a little
I think
bit.
So. I think
you
I'm...
You just kind of smeared it on your face.
I'm leaking.
Here, take this.
Okay.
Take the napkin.
Wipe this shit
Thank
on.
You for being a good friend.
How did you get that on your...
I think
well,
that...
You pulled the butt plug out so hard that...
There's shit on your shirt.
Oh, sorry.
You have shit on the side of your shirt over here. Just take your shirt off.
Don't laugh at me. Why?
I'm not. I'm almost crying.
Brian, it smells. Brian, you have shit all over your shirt.
You have shit everywhere.
Let me grab it. What do I? Put your shirt over there.
Oh.
In the bathroom. In the bathroom. In the bathroom. Okay.
Some shit hit you on the head because there was shit on the ceiling.
Brian, here, let me get another.
Some shit fell off the ceiling.
You got shit all over your fucking.
Oh, you got shit in
you
his
have
eyes.
Shit near your hair on the back of your ear.
You got shit.
Here, use this.
I'm going to get an infection.
Don't get it no, on the just, chair. God
don't
damn it.
Stop.
All right.
Sorry.
You got shit all
over the chair.
We'll throw the
shit.
Chair away. I'm going to pay for a new chair.
No, don't worry
Brian,
about
don't
it.
Don't worry about it. Just move the...
Put your bum... Put
just
your bum like on a side. Like
just
right...
Sit,
yeah, sit
on
your
sit
side.
On the side
that,
of your...
Do you see that string?
Yeah, but
will
just
you
sit
pull,
on the side of your...
Will
sit
somebody
on the
get
side.
That string? Because that's something else way up there. Just
Brian,
pull
there's
the
shit on the cord
pull
now.
The string.
You got shit on the fucking microphone.
I know.
Cord.
Just pull the string.
Don't pull the string. Will, don't pull the string.
He wants me to pull the string.
No,
just pull
no,
the string.
No,
just do it.
Will,
please do
don't
it.
Don't pull it.
Will, pull the fucking string. Me and my friend.
I'm not going to pull the string.
Don't do it. Don't pull the fucking string.
What's going to happen when I pull the string?
You'll see. It's a cool trick.
It's not going to be a cool trick.
Look,
you already
look,
have shit on
we
the...
We ruined this 200th episode.
I'm begging you to please pull the string, man. It really hurts.
You're in pain?
It's.
I am really in pain. Please,
thanks for
friends.
Listening to 200 episodes of
yeah.
this.
I'm sorry, I really
devolved. This one really devolved.
And I'm very sorry that Brian
it smells
is...
so bad.
I'm sorry, everybody.
It smells so fucking bad.
This is the last time right. I ever... You pulled the string?
Yeah, I guess... I mean, it couldn't get any
if
worse.
If you're in pain, I guess.
String, please pull the string.
Okay, hold on.
Oh! What is that? Oh my god, what are those?
Doves? Are those doves?
Yes.
They're doves!
Yes.
Doves flew out of his asshole!